This year tournament, this is the Macon County Raiders Douglas Bulldogs boys game.
Tonight, starting for Douglas, Billy Brooks, Landon Boone, Simon Hall Shavers, Anthony Johnson, and Kevin Griffith. Tonight, starting for Macon County Raiders, Ben Shoemaker, Blake Atha, Joey Plate, Eric Souther, and Lonnie Farrington.
That was a very good song. Tipping off for Douglas, you've got number 30, Anthony Massengale. Tipping off for Macon County is number 50, Lonnie Farrington. Looks like 30's got him beat, though. A bit taller.
The ball's up.
And oh, number 10
Macon
gets
County
the ball.
In possession. Number 34's got the ball.
Number 10, Blake Atha, gives it to Farrington. At the top of the key. Farrington at the side. Gives it. 34 is driving in. Number 10 with the 3-point shot and misses. Rebound by number 30.
Number 12, Boone, takes it down the floor. Passes a half-court mark. Tosses it to number 10, Brooks.
Oh.
Throws it over to number 34. Takes it to 30 down at the free throw line. Number 12 is out on the 3-point line. Shoots it up. Misses. Rebounded by number 20. Macon County takes
number
it down
10
the court to number 10
shot.
And in for 2 points. Douglas has got the ball. Number 30 takes it down, throws it to number 10. Brooks shoots it up. Oh, misses.
Rebounded by number 32.
Oh. Number 32 knocks it out. It's a Douglas possession. Number 34 throws it inbound. Takes it to number 30, up to number 12 at the top of the key. Number 34 takes it. Down to number 10. Oh, passes it to 30. Gets
a foul. Number 34 with the foul.
All right. Number 34, Griffith throws it in bounds, passes it right out to number 30 out on the top of the end of the key. 34 is in for 2 points.
Ooh, Douglas is not getting back, and Mason County is getting it down the floor very easily. Deflected by number 12.
Not on the rim.
Number 32 has it.
Oh, blocked by 30.
Oh, fouled by number 30. Went for the fake and jumped on the guy.
That's a Massengill's
first
foul.
Number 50 takes it out of bounds. Farrington. Number 10 has it up top of the key. Number 32 shoots for the 3-point. And it is good! Mason County is pressing. Ooh, with the steal. Number 50 in for the layup and no good.
Rebounded by Massengill for Douglas. Takes it to Boone for Douglas. Number 10, Douglas has it. Dribbles in. Number 34 just misses the pass and it's out on Douglas. Mason County has the ball.
Timeout by Douglas. The score is 5-2, Mason County. With 6:02 left in the game.
No, first quarter.
And the timeout is over.
Buzzer. All right. Mason County with possession of the ball.
Number 32, Pate, is going to take it up the floor. Gives it to number 10 at the side. 34th it at the top. Number 32 drives by him. Gives it to number 10, who gets it in at number 5. Oh, and the foul.
That was a foul for number 30. Douglas Massengill.
Number 5, Shoemaker gets to shoot, too.
Number 5 misses his first shot.
Oh, and his second.
And it's rebounded by Massengill for Douglas County. Boone takes it down the floor, back to Massengill, over to Griffith, back up to Boone at the top of the key, down to Brooks, back up with Griffith. Oh, and it's deflected.
It's stolen. Number 50 with the layup, that is Farrington, 2 points.
Number 12 for Douglas County takes it down the floor, looks for the shot, passes it to number 34. He throws it up, and number 30's got it down at the bottom. Number 12 is up, and it's no good. Rebounded by number 34, Douglas. It's up and in. Griffith's third point.
Oh, 32 passes out of bounds.
Number 30 for Douglas. Massengill throws it in, gives it to number 12. Back over to 30 there. And double floor. Oh.
Stolen by number 10. Layup by number 32, but it's no good.
Rebounded by 12, Douglas. Dribbles down the court. Looks to the pass to Brooks. He gets it. It's up and misses.
Jump ball.
Douglas possession. Griffith throws it in.
Not to shoot it. That is not very good team spirit.
Number 34, Douglas throws it in, gives it to 30 at the bottom of the key. Number 12 throws it in, gives it to 30. 10 got it now. And it's up with 20 and misses, rebounded by Mason County.
Number 34. Gives it to number 10 inside, 50 at the top. Gives it to 34, who's wide open and makes it. 2 points for number Eric Southam.
Number 12 shoots it. Throws it in, gives it to number 34, back to 12. Oh, he drops the ball. Oh, number 30 dives in, got the ball, jump ball. Macon County possession.
Douglas is not handling Macon County's press very good at all. Number 32, Paige, is going to bring it up the floor. Number 10, Atha, has it inside, 34 at the top. Now 24 has it at the top. Five's got it on the side. She's number 34. Now number 24. And that's good for 2 points.
Douglas defense really needs to pick it up. The score is 4-11 now in favor of Macon County. Number 30, Massengale, takes it down the court. Oh, he dribbles down, gives it to 20, and it's Brooks, number 10, is up for 2 points for Douglas.
Ooh, gives it to number 10. Number 32 for the shot, and no good.
Douglas rebounded by Douglas. Oh, but the travel on number 20. That's got to be frustrating.
Number 24 has it at the top, 10 at the side, shoots for 3, and no good. 5 for the rebound, up for 2, and it is good. That was Ben Shoemaker.
Boone takes it down the court, passes it to 30. Gives it to Brooks, number 10 on Douglas. Throws it in. Oh, off the foot of Macon County. Douglas possession. Number 34 getting ready to toss it inbound. Throws it up to 12, top of the key. Tosses it up to number 30. Looks for the drive. Oh,
throws it away. Slips out of his hand. Number 32, Paige, is taking it up the floor. Number 10 at the side, 5 down at the bottom. Now 10 at the top, 32 at the side. He's going to shoot for 3. Oh, he stepped out of bounds. That has to suck.
Douglas with the ball, number 34. Getting ready to throw it in. Number 12 and number 30 up at the top of the court. 30 looks to throw it. Oh, passes it right to Macon County.
For 2 points, Atha. Oh, deflected by number 10. But
number 34 dribbles down the court. Oh, number 30 picks it up and shoots it in for 2 points. That's Massengale.
Number 24 has the side, 34 at the top. Up and 2 points for Souther.
Douglas is really going to have to pick it up if they want to keep up with Macon County's offense. Number 12 gets the ball, goes in for the drive, and it's up, and he misses. Oh, rebounded by number 30. Oh, and it's in. 2 points for Macon County, or Douglas.
Kate is bringing up the floor, taking his time. 24 has the side, 34. And in number 5, 32 is driving in, shoots, no good, with 30 with the foul going over the back.
That's a number 30, second foul. Tough defense on the outside by Douglas.
Number 10 passes number 32.
Number 12 goes out to guard.
Ooh, number 24 is stuck. Now it's
straight up by Douglas. Oh.
34? Oh, no. 3 seconds in the lane for Macon County.
Douglas getting ready to throw in the ball. Griffith, Massengale up to
34 deflected, but Douglas gets it back. Are stolen by double zero. 32 takes up the floor. In for the layup. Oh, no, passes it out. 34 drives in, passes out. 32 takes a shot. And it is good for 2 points. Pace.
Looks like like Massengill, Griffith, and Boone have a pretty good system here. But it's no good when you got knocked out on Bristol Pan.
Time out for Douglas. They are just having a heck of a time trying to get past this press.
It's 10-19 in favor of Macon County with 35.4 seconds left in the first quarter. Massengill has made 4 buckets, and Griffith has made 4 buckets, too.
How do you think Douglas needs to get past this press?
They're definitely going to have to make better passes here and follow through. Yes, there's been several turnovers throughout the game. Macon County stealing the ball a lot from Douglas.
Their coach is not looking happy about that either.
They're not making very good passes here. We're going to have to pick that up.
Number 32, Paige, is taking it up the floor now.
Oh,
number 33 inside. Double zero at the top. Number 30, 32 for the reversal. Number 33. Oh, bad pass for number 33.
Number 30 takes it down the court.
Oh,
double
dribble.
Dribble on number 30. That's a tough break.
30 just looks like he is mad.
A little upset with that. Now number 50 goes in place of number 30, and number 22 goes in for 20 on Douglas County. Let's see if these two fellas can pick it up for Douglas.
10 seconds left in the game. 34 at the top to 32. Who shoots for the three? And it's no good.
Rebounded by 22, Douglas. Oh, he picks it up. And that's the end of the quarter.
Okay. 10-19 at the end of the quarter. Let's see. Ben Shoemaker has 2. Blake Athash, 4. Brett Boak has 2. Joey Pate has 5. Eric Souther has 4. And Loney Barrington has 2.
For Douglas, he's got Brooks with 2 points, Massengill with 8, and 2 fouls, Griffith with 8, and 1 foul. That's not right. But for Massengill with 4 points, Griffith with 4 points, Brooks with 2 points. Sorry about that, folks.
And the quarter is up.
He's laughing.
White ball.
Douglas bringing it in for the second quarter. Number 2. Number 12 gets the ball. That is it. Number 34. Brooks at the top. Number 10 looks in. Number 34 back out to Brooks. Boone has it. Oh, a little fumbling.
Stolen by number 50. Gets it to number 33. Oh, not going to go. Oh, good pass. Number 50. 2 points and the foul. One.
That's a foul on Douglas. Number 10's first foul.
See if he can make the 3-point play. And it is good. Trapped in the corner. Gets it to
number 22. Gets it outside. Number 50 brings it in. Misses. Rebounded by number 22. Back up. And misses again. Number 50 back up. Misses again. Number 22 again gets it up finally in for 2 points for Douglas.
Man. Oh, 33. Got it. Oh, deflected by number 22.
Ooh. That's out on number 50. Douglas. Number 34 for Douglas takes it down. Number 10's got it up. In for the three-pointer, and it's no good. But number 50, Douglas, tossed it back up for 2 points.
Tate takes up the floor. Passes it to Tate, Tyler. Number 30 has it. Top of the key to number 33. Number 50's got it on the side. Passes up to 32 at the top. Number 50 has it now. Up to 30 at the top. 33's got it. Looks like they're playing the stalling game. 33 just dribbling. It gives it to number 50. 30 has it at the top. 32's got it. Oh, and the foul by number 34.
That's number 34's second foul. Douglas is really going to have to watch those. They're getting a little too aggressive.
Number 32, Joy Pay, and 00, Kurt Baker, come out.
Douglas is a very feisty team. They've got a lot of aggression.
Number 50's got it at the top. Passes to number 30. Gives it to number 10. Ooh, cross court to 33. Gets to number 5. Into number 50 at the block. Oh, and he travels. They double teamed him.
Douglas is possession now. Let's see if they can bring up the point value. Number 10 passes it to 12, bringing it across the court.
Macon County took off their press.
Passes it to Douglas, 10 at the top, looking for a free pass here. Number 12's got it. Looks like he's going up, but passes it to number 10. Number 34 back at the top of the key, another fake. Number 10's got it now. Oh, pass
oh,
to no one.
Away.
Ouch.
That always blows.
Too bad for Douglas. They needed that point.
I bet their coach isn't too happy.
A lot of silly mistakes here on Douglas's part. They're paying for it at 14 to 22 with Macon County.
Number 30's got it at the top. Turns around, gives it to number 32, Pate. Barrington's got it. Drives in, gives it to number 10. And 2 points for Atha.
Douglas is really going to have to pick up the defense here. 12 brings it down to the court. Boom. Tosses it to 34. Gives it into 50, looking for the drive, and it's, oh, no good. Rebounded by Macon County.
Number 10 takes up the floor, gives it to number 32, Pate. Dribbles in, passes it to Farrington, and good for 2 points. That's a very good play.
Douglas struggling to keep up with Macon County here. Number 12 brings it,
deflected by number 10, Atha.
Massengale comes in for number 50.
He is a big guy.
Number 34 tosses it to 12. Stops at the key, tosses it to 34. In. Oh, and it's good for 2 points.
Tate's bringing it up the floor now. Gives it to number 10. Gives it to Farrington. Number 5 drives in, and no good.
Rebounded by number 34, Douglas. Gives it to number 30. Back to number 12 and down the court. Tosses it up to 30. Looks for the pass. Gives it to number 22. It's up. And, oh, no good. Rebounded by 30.
Over the back by 30. He's got to learn to not
Gets
do that.
Foul. Over the back. Number 30 is a tall guy.
That's three for him. Tate brings it up the floor. It's number 5. In the corner. Passes it up to number 10. Gets it to Pate at the bottom. And 3 points. Good, good, good. Ooh, I have to go.
Joe, we have to go.
Can't do it alone.
Okay.
If you can't, you've got it.
Signing out, Kimberly Elby.
All right, Douglas has got the ball. 34. Oh, shoots it up, but it's no good. Number 50. Macon County takes it, throws it down to number 30, up to 5, Lonnie Farrington looks to the pass to number 10, it's up, and oh, no good for 3 points, but it's rebounded by number 30, and he takes the ball back down to Douglas.
What do we do?
commentate. I have Kayla Lawson joining me here. She's going to help me out. Number Macon County's got the ball. Number 10 takes it down, and no good. Rebounded by number 34. All right, number 12's got the ball at the top of the key, tosses it to number 34. This is Douglas in possession here. Number 10 tosses it back to 34 on the side of the court. Number 12's got it, looking for the pass. Number 10 tosses it into number 50, back to 12, and it's up, and it's good for 2 points. Number 12, that is Boone's first bucket. Gets the rebound. 12 takes it down the court. Yes. 34 has got it at the top of the key, looking for the pass. 12 cuts across the court, but he gives it to 10. It's up, and oh, no good. Rebounded by Macon County. Rebounded by number 10, Douglas. Number 12. Taking it down the court slow, passes it to 34, up to 50, and he looks up. Oh, but he misses. He foul. All right, Douglas tosses it in down. Looking for the pass, out to number 50. Oh, dropped it. Out on Douglas.
32 has the ball. Crosses the timeline. Pass into the free throw line, 34. Back out to 50 on the left-hand side. Skip past 32 on the right-hand side. He's dribbling around. Number 10 has the top of the key, over to 34 on the left-hand side. Into 58, free throw line, back over to 34 on the left-hand side. Foul by Douglas. 34 is shooting two.
That's number 22's first foul for Douglas.
Excuse me, shooting 1-1. 34 is shooting 1-1. First shot is good. Second shot's up. Good.
Douglas takes it in. Number 12 making it down the court. Tosses it over to 10. Looks for the pass. Gives it to 20. Tosses it to number 10 on the side. Looks for the pass. Number 12 got it. Looking over to 20. Drives in. Gives it to 50. Oh! It's up, and he gets the foul. Oh, he's out of bounds. Macon County possession.
Double zero has the ball up with the shot. Good.
40 seconds left in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me. Douglas possession. 12 drives in, passes it to 22, and he gets the foul.
Foul on 0-0.
It's on the floor. Douglas gets ready to throw it in. Number 30 comes in for number 50. That's Massengale in for Camp. 10 tosses it in. It's up to number 30. It's up. Oh, another rebound and good for Massengale.
50 gives it to number 32. He brings it up the floor. Across the timeline. To the right side to number 10. Up the top of the key to number 34. Back to the right side. Number 10. 50 over to 32 on the left-hand side. Oh, steal by number 10 on Douglas' team.
It's up for the layup and good.
32 is pushing the ball to the floor, looking for a shot. 3-point shot, no good. 34 is rebound.
That's the buzzer on the first half. It's 22-33 Macon County.
At the half, Ben Shoemaker, number 5, has 2 points. Blake Atha, I do believe, number 10, has 6. Rep Bach, 24, for Macon County, has 2. Joey Pate, 32, for Macon County, has 11. He has 8. Eric Souther, number 34, for Macon County, has 6. Lonnie Farrington, number 50 for Macon County, also has 7.
And for Douglas, number 3 has 0 points. For number 10, Billy Brooks has 6 points. Number 12. Landon Boone has 2 points. Number 20, Simon Hallshavers has 0. Number 22, Michael Hamilton has 4 points. Number 30, Anthony Massengale has 12 points. Number 34, Kenan Griffith has 12 points. And number 50, Aaron Camp, has 4. Good evening, folks. I'm Jacob Shipman, and I'm joined with my friend, Kale Watson. We're about to start the third quarter of the first game at Brashear High School. It's Macon County versus the Douglas Bulldogs. Douglas is down by 11, and the teams are getting ready to go out on the court.
Macon County starters are back into the game.
Coming out for the Douglas Bulldogs, we have number 12, Landon Boone. Number 30, Anthony Massengale. Number 20, Simon Hallshavers. Number 10, Billy Brooks. And number 34, Kenan Griffith.
For the Macon County Raiders, we have number 10, Blake Atha. Number 32, Joey Pate. Number 50, Lonnie Farrington. 34, Eric Souther, and number 5, Ben Shoemaker. 32 with a shot at the three-point line on the right-hand side. Misses. Number 5 has got the rebound. Up at the shot. It's good.
Boone's bringing it up the court. Crossing half court. Passes to Brooks at right wing. Back to Griffith. Into Massengale, but no tips. He gets it back. Shot. Rebound by Billy Brooks. Brings it out. Passes it over to Boone on left wing. Shoots. Misses for 3. Massengale with the rebound. At the block. Misses. White ball. Out of bounds. Off. Number 50. Lonnie Farrington. Inbounded to number 12. Lyndon Brooks. Over to Brooks. Back to Griffith.
Number 10 with the steal. He looks to push up the floor, but he stopped. Number 32 with the pass on the left-hand side. Shot up.
Number
good.
12 on the fast break. Up to 20. Shavers.
32.
For two.
Try to contest the shot, but no good. 32 is pushing the ball to the floor. Deep pass up to number 10. Pate has the ball on the right-hand side. Number 10 with the shot. It's up. 3-point. No good. Last off by Douglas. Number 10, Blake Atha, will be taking the ball in on the left-hand side. Passes in number 5. 32, pass left-hand wing. Shot up, no good. Number 10, missed the shot. 34 with the rebound, blocked by number 30, Douglas.
It was pressed by Macon County. Bulldogs getting in to 34, Griffith. Back to Massengale. Over to Griffith again. Up to court to Brooks. He shoots. He misses. And it's staying at White. Douglas's ball out of bounds on Macon County. Griffith is the inbounder. Passes it out to Boone. Over to Brooks on the left-hand side. Into Griffith on the baseline. Back to Brooks, left-hand wing. Griffith, baseline. Over to Boone. He calls a timeout. And at that timeout, it's 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Macon County is up by 11 still. Coming back out of the timeout, I'm Jacob Shipman, and this is Cale Watson. It's Douglas's ball underneath their basket. Number 34, Kenan Griffith, will be taking the ball out. Into Anthony Massengale. Over to Boone. Top of the key. Over to Brooks. Into Hall Shavers. Out of bounds. Last touch by Macon County. Griffith is taking the ball out again.
32 got the ball in the inbound. Going to number 10. Fast break. Right hand layup. Number 10 with the basket. It's good.
Boone inbounds it. Passes to the Massengale.
Oh, he's fouled. Number 10 was going for the ball. Foul number 30. Number 30 will be taking the ball out. No, excuse me. Number 34 will be taking the ball out.
The Macon County press is here. Ball's inbounded to Massengale, to Brooks. Passes to Massengale, cross half court. Over to Brooks on the right-hand wing. Up to Griffiths at the top of the key. Sets it up. Brooks to right-hand, passes into Massengale. Passes over to Griffiths on the left-hand side. Shoots for two and scores.
Number 5 taking the ball out. Passes it in number 32, Joey Pate. Brings up the floor. He's looking to set the ball, looking to set the offense up. Number 34 got top of the key. In the number 10 free throw line. Number 50 on the right hand side. Drives the lane. Dishes off number 5. It's good.
Inbounded to Anthony Massengale.
And Shoemaker has 6
Boom.
Points.
Cross half court up to Brooks. Throws it away.
Murphy with the steal. Long pass up to number 10. Oh,
blocked.
10 up with the shot. Blocked by number 30. Wait, appears to be at the foul. Number 10 will be shooting 2 shots. Number 10 shooting his free throws now. First shot up, no good. Just rimmed out.
Coming in for the game for Douglas, number 50, Aaron Camp, for the big man, Anthony Massengale. He has 4 fouls.
Number 10 with the shot. Free throw line's good. Mink County appears to be a 3-2 press.
To the Griffiths. Over to Brooks. Up to Camp. Brooks on the right-hand wing. Passes to Boone on top key. Back to Brooks. Over to Griffiths.
With the steal. Takes it up the floor. Right-hand layup. It's good.
Boone is taking it up. Crosses half court. Left hand side. He's trapped.
County with some hard nosed defense.
Boone, top of the key. To Hall Shavers in the corner. Back to Boone. Top of the key. Back to Hall Shavers. Takes it in. Drives. Misses.
Oh, number 5 with the rebound. Macon County. Joey Pate, number 32, takes up the floor. Right hand side. Has an easy shot. Oh!
Rebounded by Kenan Griffith. Up to Boone. Cross half court. Over to Brooks. Shoot for three. Air ball. Hall Shavers
number
come down. Offensive rebound. And one.
Mathengale went up the shot. Number 5. Over the back. Tried to block the shot, but fouled. Mathengale on his way up.
Number 20. Simon Hall Shavers is at the line. Shooting one. Basket was good.
Number 5, Ben Shoemaker, has 2 fouls. In for Ben Shoemaker is 00.
Shots up.
Kurt Baker. 34 with rebound. Pass number 10. Joey Pate to number 30. On the left-hand side. Oh, 34. Got the ball in the inside the paint. Tried to dish it off, but was fouled in the act.
Fouls on Simon Hall Shavers. That's his first.
Number 30 will be taking the ball out on the left-hand side. 32, Joy Tate catches the ball on the left-hand side. Back out to number 10, top key. Back over to number 30 with the three-point shot.
Rebound by
good.
Kenneth Griffiths. Over to Boone, across half court. Top of the key, over to Hall Shavers. Right side, shoots. Air ball.
Rebound by number 34. Pass it up court to number 32. 34 catches the ball on his way back through the lane. Went up for the shot and was fouled by number 50.
The foul is on Michael Hamilton. That is his second.
34. Eric Souther will be shooting 2. First shot's up. No good. Just rimmed out. 33 is in for number 10. 33, Camden Levitt. 34 up at the shot. It's good.
In the boom. Raiders are trapped. Pressing. Over to Hamilton. Up.
Oh, foul on number on double
good.
Zero. Kurt Baker. That would be his. I'll get his fouls here in a second. Hold on.
22 is at the line.
That's his
Michael
first
Hamilton.
Foul.
Shooting one. Shots up. Oh. No good. Offensive rebound. I can't
rip it. Double zero with the box out. Number 50 went over his back for Douglas. Douglas, number 50 went over. Double zero's back.
Foul
number
was 30. On Anthony
number
Kapp.
Number 30 passing to 32, Joey Pate.
First foul.
Back over to number 30 on the right-hand side. 34 has the top of the key. Over to Joey Pate on the left-hand side. 33, Camden Levitt, has the top of the key. Pass over to number 30. Back out to 34, top of the key. Back over to number 30 on the right-hand side. Out to Joey Pate on the top of the key. Looks to be setting it up. Pass it over to the left-hand side, number 34. Oh, fake. Up with the shot. Pass it in to number. Pass it in double zero. He went up the shot and was fouled in the act. He'll be shooting 2.
The foul was on number 20, Simon Hallshavers. That's his second foul.
Double zero for Macon County. First shot. It's up. No good. Just rimmed out. Double zero up in the second shot. It's good.
Into Boone.
Oh,
he throws it away.
Got the got the steal, folks, but went back up with a shot at the right-hand side, but just barely missed. Oh, appears to be knocked out by Douglas, 32. Macon County got it. Back into over to 32 on the left-hand side. Joey Pate dribbles back up top of the key. Over to Camden Levitt on the right-hand side. Back up to 34, top of the key. Pass over to number 30 on the left-hand side. Into number 34 at the free throw line. Ball's knocked around a little bit. Leader of a foul on number 20. Number 10, Blake Atha, checking in for 32, Joey Pate. 30, for Macon County, number 30, we're taking the ball out on the left-hand side. Out to number 10, Blake Atha, three on the left-hand side, three-point shot, it's good.
Inbounded to Griffith. Up to Boone. Passes up to Camp. He goes up.
Oh, offensive foul on Douglas.
He lowered his shoulder, offensive foul. Drove right by him. That's three on Aaron Camp.
Score, Macon County 47, Douglas 30. Macon County inbounds it to number 10, Blake Atha, over to Camden Levin on the left hand, on the right hand side. Double zero, top of the key. Pass over to number 30, left hand side. Into number 5 at the free throw line. Back over to the double zero on the right hand side. Up Blake Atha. Oh, nice inside feed to double zero.
Number 12, Landon Boone brings it up. Passes it to Simon Hall. Shavers up. He misses the right handed layup.
The rebound. Double zero grabbed the ball and was fouled by Douglas.
Foul was on number 20, Simon Hallshavers. That's his third.
Double zero will be shooting. 1-1. Double zero Baker for a shot up. No good.
Rebound by Massengale. Dribbles it up the floor.
Macon County looks to have taken the press off
half court. Over to Hallshavers. Oh, he misses, but Hamilton is there with the offensive rebound. Puts it up for two.
Five taking it out. Over to, up to number 10. Came to Levitt on left-hand side. Looks to drive. Oh, pass out. Look for a pass out to the left-hand side. Cross court, but no good. It was deflected by Douglas. Macon County will be inbounding the ball on the left-hand side. Out to number 10 on the up at the top of the key, over to 33 at the right-hand side. No good. Double zero with the offensive board. Took it up and got two.
Into Massengale. Up to Hamilton. Fast break. Left-handed layup is good. That is four for Hamilton in
number 10.
Short minute.
Over to Camden Levitt on the left-hand, or on the right-hand side. Number 10 got the ball top of the key. Five over to Camden Levitt on the left, on the right-hand side. Passed in double zero. Up at the shot, he just barely missed.
Hamilton comes down with a defensive rebound. Fast break, slows it down. Kicks it out to Boone. Shoots for three. Rims out. Hamilton with the offensive rebound. Up to Boone. Top of the key. Up to Massengale. Over to Hallshavers. Good for two.
Macon County takes the ball on the inbound.
By Anthony Massengale.
13 seconds left on the clock. Number 10 pushes the ball to the floor. Up came to Levitt on the right-hand side. Back out to Blake Atha at the top of the key. Over to number 24 on the left-hand side. Over to number 5 at the top of the key. He shoots a three. Stubs, no good. Into the third quarter, folks. Macon County up 51, Douglas 36. Number 50 checking in for Blake Atha, I do believe.
Here I am, Jacob Shipman, and I'm joined with my friend Kale Watson. It's the start of the fourth quarter at Brashear High School. Macon County Raiders versus the Douglas Bulldogs. The Douglas Bulldogs 36 from Macon County, 51.
Looks to be Douglas's ball.
Griffiths is taking it out. Inbounded to Massengale, over to Boone. Brings it past half court. Sets it up, top of the key. Up to Massengale. Over to Griffiths, left-hand side, for three. Air ball. Hamilton with the offensive rebound.
Number 50 into Blake Atha on the right-hand side. He looks to push it, but slows himself up instead. Back off to number 50 on the right-hand side, out to number 5. Right-hand side, back to number 50 on the right. Double zero, top of key, over to number 50 on the right-hand side. Over to number 10 on the right-hand side.
Massengale with the defensive rebound.
No good.
Over to Boone. Brings it up fast, half court in a hurry. Over to Griffiths on the left-hand side. Fakes. Shoots. Elbow. Made it. For two.
Macon County brings the ball to the floor. Pass number 10. He looks to be setting the ball up. Pass over to 50 on the right-hand side. Pass inside to the big man, number 5. Shots up. It's good.
Boone. Cross half court. Over to Griffiths. Elbow shot. Short.
Oh, 33. Tried to go for the defensive rebound, but just barely got a hand on it and went out of bounds instead. 32, Joey Pate checks in for 33.
Griffiths inbounds the ball to Boone. Left-hand side over to Griffiths. Left baseline shot up. Good for two.
Number 5 takes it in. 32, Joey Pate takes it up the floor. He slows it down. Out to number 10, Blake Atha on the left-hand or right-hand side. Shots up, three, it's good.
Boone brings it up, past half court, spin move. Shoots for three. Oh.
Joey Pate tried to get the rebound, but no
three-pointer.
He couldn't.
Paul Shavers with the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Boone, and he lost it.
Joey Pate gets the rebound from number 50. 50, left-hand side, passed into number 5. Shot went up, no good.
Paul Shavers with the defensive rebound passes out to Boone. He brings it up to past half court. Sets up the offense. Passes it to Massengale at free throw line. Out to Griffiths. Air ball. Paul Shavers with the offensive rebound and shoots it for two.
50. Inbounds it to number 32. Brings up the floor. Crosses the half line. Seemed to be slowing the ball, slowing the game up a little bit. 50. Right hand side, look for the shot, no good. Back out to the double zero, top of key, over to 32. No good, 32 with the pass.
Cam Griffiths
got stolen by
side,
number 34, Douglas.
Right, left-handed layup, and he missed it. He gets his own rebound. He loses it. Shoots for three. Oh, he misses it.
Double zero. Try to get the rebound. Back out to number 32. 32, push the ball to the floor. Pass out to number 10 on the left-hand side. Joey Pate gets the ball, top of key, over to Blake Atha, number 10 on the left hand, right-hand side. Number 3 up, no good.
Defensive rebound by Kenneth Griffiths. Boone calls a timeout. At the timeout, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Macon County has a demanding lead over Douglas Bulldogs. 12 points. And after the timeout, I'm here with Jacob. I'm Jacob Shipman, and this is Kale Watson. Douglas's ball. Anthony Massengale will be taking it out. It seems to be no pressure.
Macon County appears to be taking off their press.
Dribbles it up at half court. Over to Griffiths on the left side. Up to Hall Shavers at the top of key. Back to Griffiths. Fakes. One dribble, shot, missed it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up for two.
Double zero takes the ball out, passes it to Joey Pate. Brings it up the floor, crosses the timeline. Over to number 10 on the right-hand side. looks trying to find a place to go with it inside to number 50. Free throw line back out to Joey Pate on the left-hand side. Over to number 50 on the right-hand side. Slows it down. Slows things down a little bit. Into Joy Pate at the free throw line. Out to number 10, Blake Atta. Back to, out to number 50, left-hand side. Over to Blake Atta at the right-hand side. Back in number 50 free throw. Over to double zero. Back out to Blake Atta on the right-hand side. Out to Joy Pate. Top of the key. Over to 50. Right-hand side. Over to double zero. Right-hand side. Back out to Joy Pate. Over to Blake Atta on the left-hand side. Joy Pate receives the ball. Oh! Bad pass, but Megan kind of recovers. Number 10 gets the ball on the free throw line. Has nowhere to go with it. Back out to the double zero on the right-hand side. Joy Pate gets the ball. Top of the key. Out to Blake Atta. Top of the key again. Joy Pate gets the ball. Pass in number 50 to the free throw line. Megan County appears to be stalling. Into number 5 with a good pass. Down low. 5. Up with the shot. He has 2.
Boone brings his pass half court. Passes it over to Hall Shavers on the right side. Dribbles down to baseline. Passes it to Hamilton. Shoots. Misses. In and out.
Number 50 with the rebound. Joey Pate gets the ball. Brings up the floor. Crosses the half line. Over to number 10 on the right-hand side. Back into 50th free throw. Job Joey Pate. Over to number 10 on the right-hand side. Double zero. Goes the pass. Into number 5.
Rebound
five
by Anthony.
No
Simon
good.
Hall Shavers. Up to Anthony Massengale. Brings the cross half court. Up to Kenneth Griffith. Shoots for 3. Misses. Rebound by Hamilton, but he lost it on his way up.
Tries to get the ball back in. Gets in Joey Pate. Megan County pushes the ball to the floor. They slow it down. Makes a pass in left-hand side on to number 10, Blake Atta. He goes to pass it in to number 5, but number 5 appears to have double dribbled. Double zero out. So, I'm sorry. Megan County with the timeout.
And the score is 58, Macon County, 46, Douglas Bulldogs. At the end of the timeout, I'm Jacob Shipman here with my dear friend Kale Watson. Two minutes left in the fourth quarter. Into Massengale, out to Boone. Dribbles it up slow.
Joey Pate playing defense on number 12.
Cross half court.
Boone.
Passes it to Hall Shavers, top of the key, into Massengale.
Oh, 50.
He strips.
Tries to.
Oh, he steps
out
of bounds.
Massengale.
Tried to
Massengale
save it.
Got the ball, which is going to be out of bounds, but steps on the line. Macon County, inbounding the ball, having a little trouble, and Joey Pate. He pushes things. Oh, he slows it down. Cross the timeline. Over number 5 on the left-hand side. Joey Pate recovers a bad pass. 50 with the shot on the left-hand side. It's good.
Into Boone. Brings it up half court. Crosses half court line. Into Massengale. That's free throw line. Out to Hall Shavers, right side. Dribbles in. Shoots. Off the front of the
number
rim.
Number 5 with the defensive rebound. Gives it to Joey Pate to take the ball off the floor. Douglas appears to be playing man. Pate over to Blake Atta on the left-hand side. He dribbles around. Gives it to number 50, Farrington. Gives it back to Joey Pate. Gives it to 34 on the right-hand side. 34 with the pass to... Oh! With the pass to Joey Pate, who is going to go up for the right-hand layup, but was blocked by number 30, Massengale, Douglas. Lincoln County with the inbounds. Gives it to number 5. He is falling out of bounds and throws it off to Douglas. Off of Douglas' defender. Lincoln County, Farrington. Inbounds pass to number 10, Atha. It looks to be in a little trouble. Gives it to back to Farrington. Number 5, the big man, has it top of the court. Joy Pate gets the ball back. They look to be stalling a little bit. Number 5 gets the ball back on right-hand side. 34 gets in on the right-hand side. He goes up, fakes the shot, and gives the pass off to Joy Pate over to number 5 on the right-hand side. Off to Atha, top the key. Massengill almost had the steal. Macon County with the inbounds, Farrington. Over to number 10.
Massengale with a block.
It was blocked by Massengale.
Kenny Griffith comes down with the defensive rebound. It's fouled.
51.8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Macon County up 60. Douglas 46.
Inbound to Massengale. Back to Boone. Brings it up half court. Into Massengale, our free throw line.
Oh.
Passes to Griffiths, and they weren't on the same page there, folks. They threw it out of bounds.
Mitten County will have the ball. Farrington inbounds to Joy Pate in the backcourt. Good crossover. Oh. As he's crossing the timeline, 22, Hamilton tries to steal the ball, but fouls Pate in the act.
That's 3 on 22. On number 22, Michael Hamilton.
Macon County will have the ball. No, wait, they're shooting 1-1. Joy Pate, number 32, which was fouled, is shooting 1-1. He receives the ball, free throw line. Goes up with the shot. First shot's good. Second shot up. Just missed it. Oh, Massengale appears to have had a lane violation. And Joy Pate will get another shot. Second shot. Third shot for Joy Pate. He misses.
Hamilton comes down with the defensive rebound. Up to Massengale. Brings it across half court. Spin move. Takes it all the way. He travels.
Joy Pate will receive the ball in the backcourt. Gives it to Farrington on the left-hand side. He dribbles a little bit. Gives it to Joy Pate. They're stalling. Oh, he is fouled.
Foul was on number 22, Michael Hamilton. That's his fourth.
Joey Pate is shooting free throws now. First shot. Here it goes. Up's good. Camden Levitt is in. 24. Brett Bach is. Joy Pate
brings it up. He's guarded by.
Just made the shot.
Pate. Into Massengale. Takes it in hard. Up for two and misses. 22. Michael Hamilton went over the back on that one. He's out.
6.8 seconds left on the clock. Macon County up 63. Douglas down 46. Number 24, Brett Bach, will be shooting 2.
Checking for Douglas is number 10, Billy Brooks.
Receives the first shot is up, no good. Second shot, it's up. Just made it.
Into Griffith. Dribbles up past half court. Shoots for three. Oh, it rims out. The final score is Macon County 64, Douglas 46.
Good evening. We're here for the second place, or for the first place girls game in the Brashear tournament. The game is visiting team for the game is the Novinger Wildcats. Home team will be the Brashear Tigers. And we're getting ready to announce the starters right now. The game should be very fast-paced and very defensive-orientated because both teams like to come out and press and get points off of that press by stealing the ball and then just driving in and scoring. The winner of the third place for this tournament in the girls' bracket was the Macon County Raiders. And we are getting prepared for tip-off now. The starters for the Wildcats are Katie King. Number 11, Katie King. Number 21, Courtney Bronner. Number 23, Elise Goodrich. Number 43, Katie Walker. And number 33, Anna Goodrich. The starters for Brashear are Chelsea Collip, Danny Moyer, Sheree Cole, Haley Kelsey, and Holly Hazen. And the tip was won by Brashear when Sheree Cole gathers it. Gets it into Collip, left corner. Collip threw a stray pass and was recovered by Novinger. However, on the break back, Novinger stepped out of bounds, so it will be Brashear ball. Cole has the ball for Brashear now at the top of the key. Dribbles left wing, dribbles in. And she was fouled by Courtney Bronner. First foul of the game. Brashear to inbound now. Moyer gets it into Cole. Cole dribbles right wing, kicks it back to Haley Kelsey at the top of the key. She dribbles right side, kicks it down to Sheree Cole, right block, put it up, no good. Rebounded by Danny Moyer. Threw it up off the rim, but it fell out for Brashear. However, Holly Hazen got the rebound. Dished it off to Moyer, left elbow. Back out to Kelsey beyond the arc, and she nailed it. Courtney Bronner now with the ball for Novinger. She dribbles up right wing. Down to the right corner for King. Back out to Lise Goodrich. Across the court to Bronner. Left wing. Puts up the three. Off the back of the off the rim. Onto the top of the backboard. And it's no good. Ball is gotten out to Lise Goodrich. Back out to Anna Goodrich. Back to her sister Elise. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey of Brashear. She gets it out to Cole. Dribbles left side and collects the play from Coach Williams. Cole has it right wing. Gets it into Moyer, right block. She dishes it back out to Kelsey. Kelsey was unaware of Courtney Bronner, and Bronner intercepted the pass from Kelsey to Sheree Cole, and she took it the length of the court and put it up a left-handed layup. It's now 3-2. Cole with the ball now for Brashear. Gets it to Holly Hazen at the top of the key. She holds back to Cole, right wing. Cole's being double-teamed, dribbles through the double-team. However, he is stopped by another defender, finds a wide-open Danny Moyer on right block. She put it up the glass, and it's good. Bronner with the ball now for Novinger. She dribbles down right wing, kicks it across to Goodrich, left wing. Back down to Anna Goodrich. She holds, left wing. Back out to King. Back to Elise Goodrich, top the key. Down to Anna Goodrich, left wing. Bronner at the top of the key. Across to Elise Goodrich, and she traveled with the ball. With 5:43 remaining in the first quarter, it's 5-2 in favor of Brashear. Cole with the ball for Brashear. Gets across the timeline. Has it at the top of the key. Travels around a post from Kelsey. Got it back to Kelsey. Gets it into Hazen. Puts up a shot from the free throw line, and it rims home. Good looking shot from Holly Hazen. Makes a score 7-2 in favor of Brashear. 5:20 left in first quarter. Bronner with the ball for Novinger. Kicks it down to Katie King, right wing. She holds. Cross court pass to Bronner. Bronner dribbles to the top of the key. Back to Elise Goodrich, left wing. Down to her sister, Anna Goodrich, in the corner. Back out to Courtney Bronner. Across to Elise Goodrich, right wing. She holds. Kicks it across to Bronner, left wing. Put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Walker of Novinger. Walker appeared to have traveled with the ball. However, they're going to call it a jump ball, and the ball will stay with Novinger. Bronner to inbound for Novinger. She's having trouble finding somebody. Finally found Anna Goodrich. Put up the 15-footer. Shot goes home. 7-4 in favor of Novinger. Cole has the ball for Brashear. Gets it across the timeline. Holds at the top of the key. Goes around a post by Kelsey again. Finds Holly Hazen off the right block, no good. Rebounded by Walker of Novinger. Kicks it out to Bronner. Dribbles down the court, right side. She holds. Finds Goodrich. Back across to Elise Goodrich. Back to Anna Goodrich. Right side for Bronner. Over to Anna Goodrich. Puts up the three. Rimbout, no good. Rebounded by Collip of Brashear. She gets it to Cole. Cole slows the pace of the game. Cole now gets it right side to Haley Kelsey. Finds Moyer on the elbow. Dished it back out to Cole for the three-point shot on the left wing. It's no good. Rebounded by Novinger. Bronner had the ball for Novinger now. Dribbles down to the court. Puts up a layup, and it's no good. They're going to call a foul on Brashear. Foul is on Cole, her first. Bronner gets it into Elise Goodrich. Back to Bronner, right wing. She gets it back to Goodrich. Puts up three, rimmed out. Rebounded by... Should have been rebounded by Brashear. They fought over it. Two Brashear players did. And Novinger gets the rebound. Bronner put up three, no good. Gets her own rebound. Long rebound for Bronner. Put up another shot, and it's rebounded by Kelsey.
Cole brings it up the half court. She passes it to Holly Hazen. Passes it over to Collip. Rebounded by Haley Kelsey. Up to Sheree Cole, over to Holly Hazen. At the free throw line. Shot missed. Rebounded by Haley Kelsey, and she's going to the line.
Hazen's shot was just a little short on that. She stroked one from there a while ago, feeling confident. She lit another one, but it wasn't good.
Cole is inbounding the ball now. Over to a wide open Holly Hazen at the block.
That is a great play. Hazen blocked off her person, waited for the ball. It found her. She put it up and in off the glass. Now Anna Goodrich for Novinger. Gets it across to Bronner. Bronner holds top the key. Gets it back to Anna Goodrich. Thought about the three. Decides to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Hazen of Brashear. Goodrich appears to be a post player, yet she's out there shooting threes. I don't know what she's doing. Timeout called by Novinger here. Probably a good decision. It's 9-4 in favor of Brashear with 2:26 left to go in the first quarter. So far, it appears to me like Novinger has had some open looks, but hasn't appeared to have found their stroke yet. What do you think, Jacob?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why Elise Scrooge just keeps on shooting those three-pointers. She hasn't proven to me yet that she can make one of them.
Meanwhile, Brashear is shooting lights out from the floor.
Yeah, they just keep on running it. Keep on running plays, and they keep on getting wide open every time.
I'm surprised neither team has brought out the press. From the games I've seen, both have seemed to be successful with the press.
Yeah.
Cole with the ball for Brashear. She has it right wing. Gets it into Haley Kelsey, right elbow. Gets it into Moyer, right block. Put it up the glass. It's good. Bronner with the ball for Novinger. She brings it across half court, right wing, holds. Finds Walker, free throw line, kicks it back out to Elise Goodrich, into the corner for Anna Goodrich, left side. Finds Bronner, left wing. She dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Elise Goodrich, into the corner for King. However, it was tipped out of bounds by Danny Moyer. It'll remain with Novinger. Bronner to inbound. Has trouble finding somebody, and Cole broke up the inbounds pass. Bronner was nearing her 5 seconds and almost could have been called, I thought, there. Anyway, she'll try it again. This time, Elsie tried to poke the ball away, and she was called with a foul. Her first. Goodrich center to Bronner, right wing. She dribbles left side, kicks it into Walker at the free throw line. Got it out to Katie King, who passed it to Walker at the top of the key, and Walker shuffled her feet, and she was called with a travel there.
Trey Cole brings it up half court. She walks it up. Top of the key. Passes it to Haley Kelsey on the right-hand side, wing. Drives baseline. Kicks it to Danny Moore at the right elbow. Over to Holly Hazen. Takes the baseline. Shoots in and out. Offensive rebound by Danny Moyer. Shoots it off the glass. In and out.
Brashear couldn't find a good open shot that time. But the left side is a ghost town if they could get it over there. Meanwhile, Novinger has the ball. They get it down to Anna Goodrich. Put up another deep shot just inside the three-point arc. Airballed it out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball. Moyer to inbound. Gets it into Elsie. Brings it across half court.
Elsie is at the top of the key. Passes to Kelsey at the right elbow. She traveled.
I didn't see her move her feet that time.
Neither did I, but I guess the ref had a different idea.
It looked to me like it could have called the blocking foul,
yeah.
Actually. Bronner with the ball for Novinger. She brings it across half court. Holds at the top of the key. Finds a slashing Walker. Washer dished it back out to Bronner for the wide open right wing shot. And it's good. Making the score 11-6 in favor of Brashear with 35 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. Passes to Kelsey at the free throw line. Over to Call Up at the left wing. She loses it. Steal by Novinger.
Yeah, Katie King had a beautiful steal for Novinger. Got it down to Anna Goodrich. Put up a shot from the right elbow. Missed it. Rebounded by Chelsea Collip of Brashear. She dribbles the length of the court. Put up the left-hand layup. 7 seconds remaining. Novinger with the ball. Gets it across half court. 4-3. Finds Elise Goodrich. 1 second. Anna Goodrich couldn't get the shot off. So after the first quarter, the score is 13-6 in favor of Brashear. Jacob, what's your analysis of the first quarter of this game?
Well, I think both teams need to come out here and press. I think Brashear looks a little tired out there. Novinger just can't find the hole. and they don't know who's shooting the ball. Their post players are out there at the top of the key, and I think their coach needs to get it together.
I'm looking at the players right now, and it looks like both teams have players sucking air.
Yeah, they look to be out of shape. It's only after the first quarter, and they're still, all of them are beat red in the face and sucking water.
Well, anyway, we're back here with the second quarter. It's going to be Novinger ball. Bashir has played good defense in the first quarter. We'll see if they can continue that. And Novinger hasn't been able to find their stroke. If they can find that here in the second quarter, the game might turn tides here. And as I said that, Bronner tried to enter two, Anna Goodrich, and she was promptly fouled by Brashear and Danny Moyer. It's her first foul, the team's third. Bronner to inbound for Novinger. Has trouble. Ball knocked away by Kelsey on the inbounds, and she corrals it. She dribbles down the court for Brashear, getting the ball to Elsie now.
Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. Dribbles, passes it to Haley Kelsey on the right wing. Inside to Holly Hazen at elbow, passes out to Kimberly Elsie at left wing, shoots and misses it. Haley Kelsey comes out with the offensive rebound, dribbles the baseline outside, shoots, misses it, knocked around, rebounded by Danny Moyer, shoots, misses it, and she gets her own rebound. Passes it back out to Kimberly Elsie.
Yeah, that first shot by Elsie was about a wide open 15-footer, yet it rimmed out for her. She was just coming back from, she's been sick all last week, hasn't really found her stroke again yet.
Haley Kelsey with the shot at the left wing. Kimberly Elsie with the offensive rebound.
Oh, it's crazy in there. Everybody's falling down, and you can't hardly tell who's who here.
Haley Kelsey passes it to Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. She dribbles around. Picked up her dribble. Passes to Holly Hazen, right elbow. Over to Collip, left side. Back to Kimberly. Elsie at top key. Over to back to Collip. Blocking foul on Ant Goodrich.
Yeah, the players have just been mauled together in the inside, and every time a shot goes up, they just start scratching and hunting for that ball.
Meanwhile, Danny Moyer kicks it out to Kimberly Elsie, and she misses a wide-open two-pointer.
Courtney Bronner found herself with the ball on a rebound at the free-throw line on Brashear's side. She dribbled the length of the court, put up a left-handed layup. She was hacked, but it appears to me like Brashear, the Lady Tigers, ought to have a girl already on the way back when the shot goes up like that. What do you think, Jacob?
Yeah. When they see the ball going up, they need to have one person. Usually the
at least one
wing.
Maybe two.
Yeah, opposite wing, or the person that shot it needs to go back and protect the fast break.
Bronner hit both of her free throws. It's now 13-8 in favor of the Tigers still.
Kimberly brings it up half court, top of the key, passes to Kelsey, passes it over to Holly Hazen, left side, dribbles into the line and shoots it, misses it, rebound by Haley Kelsey, passes it to Danny Moyer at baseline. Over to Kelsey Collip at top of the key. Back to Haley Kelsey at baseline. Over to Collip. Over to Kimberly Elsie on left side. She throws it away.
More scrappiness. I counted 8 girls hit the deck on that ball.
Yeah.
Just aggression from both sides of the court.
Both
however, Novinger came up with it, and Bronner has it for Novinger. They called a... She dribbled into the lane. I believe they're going to call a blocking foul on Moyer. However, it appeared to me like she had her feet set. They could have called a charge real easy.
Yeah. She definitely had her feet set, but they called a foul on Chelsea Collip instead.
It was Moyer who stood there.
I don't know. I guess he saw something different. Checking into the game for Brashear in number 11, Sheree Cole for Chelsea Collip.
Bronner hit her first free throw. It's 13-9 now. Second one on its way, and it's good. 13-10 with 5:55 remaining in the first half.
Cole brings it up, top of the key, passes over to Kelsey, right wing, at Holly Hazen, at the right elbow, over to Kimberly Elsie. She passes it Sheree Cole at the left side and blocked, but she got it back. She passes it to Kimberly Elsie for three.
There.
And it is good.
That is what Brashear needs. Raises the lead to six. Now Novinger is going to try to come back and fire the storm here.
Steal by Sheree Cole.
Cole has the ball for Brashear. Gets it across the timeline. Holds at the top of the key. Finds Kelsey right wing. Just inside the three-point arc. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Goodrich of Novinger. She dribbles. She's
doesn't
not a dribbler.
Do,
she kept looking at the guards, and I don't know why the guards didn't get it from her. Anyway, she safely got it across the timeline and gets it to King in the right corner. She puts up a shot, and it rims home for her. 16-12 now. 4:50 remaining in the first half.
Sheree Cole brings it up past half court. Top of the key. Passes it over Kimberly Elsie, left side. Passes it in to Holly Hazen. She puts up the shot. She missed it. She needed to use the backboard on that one, Tyler.
I thought it was going to go down. It rimmed around, and it wanted to.
Yeah.
However, it just fell off the other side of the rim here.
Those kind of shots, you just need to use the backboard.
Well, the defender was right on top of her. She had to go under the defender to put up the shot. It was a good shot, just didn't fall for Hazen. Meanwhile, Cole drew four defenders and kicked it out to Kimberly Elsie for the three. Bronner has the ball for Novinger. Gets it across to Elise Goodrich, into Anna Goodrich. Put up the shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Off the backboard. Rebounded by Hazen. Did she shuffle there?
No, they call it jump ball, Tyler.
Jump ball? It'll be Novinger ball now. Bronner to inbound. Gets it into a cutting Anna Goodrich. And she was fouled by Brashear and Cole. I believe that's her second foul.
Again, Tyler, I don't know why the coach has Elise Goodrich out there on the floor. She just hit the backboard from the free throw line. She hasn't proven anything to me.
Goodrich gets it into Bronner, put up a jumper from the right block, and it's good. Now 19-14 with 4 minutes remaining in the first half.
Cole brings it up the timeline. Top of the key. Shoots it. For 3 point. Oh, missed it. She had a wide open 3-pointer there.
It kind of
just backed off.
It squatted on the back of the rim and then jumped across the rim and it just fell out for Brashear. Meanwhile, Bronner had a cross court pass to Goodrich, put up the three, and it fell for, making the score 19-17 with 3:30 remaining in the first half.
Turnover by Brashear. It passes Ashley Clarkson, and she loses the handle and dribbles it off and put out of bounds.
The momentum has swung completely to Novinger's favor now. All the momentum is with them. And Courtney Bronner brings the ball up. Novinger trying to tie the game up. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Moyer of Brashear.
Cole brings it up the timeline. Top of the key. Passes it to Holly Hazen, left baseline, dribbles, shoots and scores. She took an excellent use of the baseline there. She got her man up and dribbled right around her.
Bronner has the ball for Novinger now, right wing, kicks it out to Goodrich. Dribbles top the key, finds the other Goodrich, Anna Goodrich. She holds, kicks it across to Bronner. Bronner dribbles baseline, puts up the shot, no good, hit the backboard, hit the side of the backboard, and it was rebounded by Holly Hazen. She kicked it out to Cole. Cole dribbles left side, holds, finds Kimberly Elsie left wing, dribbles inside, kicks it back out to Cole left wing, back to Moyer at the free throw line, put up the shot, no good, rimmed out, rebounded by Ashley Clarkson, put it up and in off the right block.
That was a good use of the offensive rebound. She had her man boxed out, and she got it.
Now Bronner with the ball for Novinger, left side. She holds, gets it to Katie King, left wing. She holds, gets it out to Elise Goodrich, top the key. Back down to King, just inside the three-point arc, left block. She put it up and in.
She's on fire, Tyler.
Yeah, King has been stroking all night for him. They should go to her more. Cole with the ball now for Brashear.
Oh, bad pass.
Tried to
stolen.
Get the ball to Moyer, and it was stolen by Courtney Bronner on the way back. Danny Moyer tried to strip the ball from her, and I believe she's going to be called with the reach here.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I thought you all had our ball, but I guess the ref had a different idea.
It's now 1-1 opportunity for Novinger. That is the seventh foul on Brashear.
Second on Moyer.
First shot, rimmed home. It's 23-20 with 1:56 remaining in the first half. Second shot was nothing but net. 23-21. Brashear needs to come down now, weather the storm, get a nice open look. Cole with the ball, right, left wing. Gets it across to Moyer, right elbow. Back out to Cole, left wing. She holds. Goes around the screen from Moyer. Put up the shot. Blocked by Goodrich of Novinger. Got it to Bronner. Bronner dribbles the length of the court. She put up the shot and made it. But before that, they're going to call it on the floor a foul on Brashear. Foul was on Holly Hazen.
Looked to me like she traveled, Tyler.
I thought on the way in, it looked like she might have hit a wet spot or something and kind of slid in there. However,
yeah,
the refs didn't see it that way, and an unfortunate break for Brashear. Bronner missed the shot, so it was rebounded by Moyer of Brashear. Got it back out to Kelsey. Found Cole, left side. Gets it left wing. Holds, finds Ashley Clarkson, left block. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Cole for the three. Left wing. Nine! Rimmed home. Boy, I thought that was not going to go for Cole.
She's been rushing her shot all night, Tyler. Somehow she had that one go in.
Bronner found a cutting Anna Gergridge. She put up the shot but was viciously hacked by Haley Kelsey. Maybe a good foul. Goodrich had been stroking it from the inside. With 1:07 remaining in the first half, it's 25-21 in favor of Brashear. Goodrich's first shot was a bad one, and she missed it.
She still has not shown me anything tonight, Tyler. I'm beginning to wonder why she even started.
Second shot on its way up. No good. Rebounded by Moyer. Brashear finds Cole. Now Bronner's starting to put a little pressure on Cole. She was distracted by the screen by Kelsey. Cole dished it to Kelsey, who gave it to Moyer. Right block. Put it off the glass, and it's good. 27-21, 45 seconds left. Novinger ball. Bronner brings it down, gets it to Goodrich. In, out to King, left wing. King finds Bronner at the top of the key. She holds. Back out to King, left wing. Back out to Bronner, left side. Across the court to Goodrich. Down into Ashley. Put up the shot, no good. And on the rebound, they called Novinger with the travel?
No, out of bounds, I think, Tyler.
Went out of bounds off of Novinger. Brashear ball.
Goodrich slipped out of bounds. Sheree Cole is up at the top of the key, left side. Passes Danny Moyer, top of the key. Over to Haley Kelsey, back to Kimberly Elgin, who sets up the offense. Danny Moyer, top of the key, over to Haley Kelsey. Right wing. Dribbles. Feature defender. Passes to Danny Moyer, and she missed the shot.
So, after the first half, it's 27-21 in favor of Brashear.
Danny Moyer had a chance to put her team up by eight, but she didn't. The senior choked.
Back with the first half analysis is Tyler Killen, along with my partner,
Jacob Shipman.
First half for the Wildcats. Katie King had 4 points. Courtney Bronner had 12. Elise Goodrich had 3, and Anna Goodrich had 2. For the Brashear Tigers,
Sheree Cole had 2. Ashley Clarkson put in a bucket. Kimberly Elzey had 2 3-pointers. Haley Kelsey had 1
3-pointer.
Chelsea Collip put in a bucket. Danny Moyer has 6, and Holly Hazen has 6.
Yeah, Brashear has been attacking the inside, and that's what's really gotten the points flowing for him.
And really, that's how you open up your offensive or your outside game, too.
Yeah.
And once you pound it in there so many times, they're going to come in there hard, and they're going to forget about you.
The defense will draw in, opening up the outside shot.
Yep.
And I noticed that when the Brashear overloaded the right side, right side or left side, the back side was wide open.
Yeah.
There wasn't but maybe one defender. And that's what has helped Brashear. They need to kick it back, weak side, put up the shot.
Yeah.
Because when they do that, there's always somebody open.
Yeah. I think the Tigers should come out here and press, get a couple turnovers, put them up by maybe another 10 points.
Yeah, I was anticipating a press by both teams. I've seen them operate the press, and both teams operate it very efficiently, and it works for them.
Yeah.
I really don't understand why they didn't go to that.
I think it might be just because they're so... they're not out of shape, but after the first quarter, both teams were sucking wind pretty hard.
Well, you know, they've played they played Monday. I don't know if they practice hard, and I know Brashear has been hit by the injury bug and the sick bug. I expect Novinger's had the same problem, maybe, and I imagine that adds to the to the problem there. So we're drawing near the end of halftime. We'll be ready to start the second half in just a few minutes. So, Jacob, after watching the first half and after seeing what has happened, what does Brashear need to do to come back and take, advantage maybe of some of the Novinger problems?
I think they need to pound it into the post more. That'll open up their outside game so their shooters can take it over.
While he said that, Brashear got it in, and Haley Kelsey didn't waste any time putting up a shot. However, she missed it, and it went out of bounds off of Sheree Cole's foot. Novinger with the ball now. Bronner has it left side. Kicks it into Anna Gugrich. She put it on the floor, and Holly Hazen was called with the block.
It looked to me like she tripped over her own feet, Tyler.
That's what it kind of looked like to me. She got to moving, and she's a pretty big girl, and feet just got tangled up on her.
Yeah. Oh. Inbounds pass by Courtney Bronner to Anna. Holly Hazen knocked it away, but Courtney Bronner stood there out of bounds and caught it.
So Cole now with the ball for Brashear. She gets it right wing, gets it into Danny Moyer, right elbow. Back out to Kelsey, right wing. Holly Hazen tried to dish it back. Holly Hazen was on the right block. She tried to dish it to Danny Moyer on the free throw line, and Novinger girl stuck out her foot, so it'll be Brashear ball now out of bounds.
Over to Kelsey, back into Holly. Back to Kelsey outside. Oh, she missed it. That's what I'm talking about, Tyler. They need to pound it into the post and kick it right back out.
Kelsey's shot was just a little short. Moyer having trouble getting it inbounds. Finally got it into Hazen on the right block. Kicked it back out to Kelsey. Now to Cole at the top of the key. Dribbled right side. Got it into Hazen. Out to Kelsey. Back out to Cole for the three. She nailed it.
That's what I'm talking about, Tyler. They got the ball moving, and they got an open shot.
Yeah, the Novinger 2-3 defense isn't equipped enough to get out and guard that. Now Novinger with the ball. Gugrich has it right wing. Kicks it down into the corner for Katie King. She holds. Gets it to Caitlin Bronner. Back out to her sister, Courtney Bronner, right wing. Across to Elise Gugrich, left wing. Back to Courtney, right wing. Back to Elise, left wing. down to the left corner for Goodrich. Tried to get it into Caitlin Bronner, and the ball was tipped out of bounds by a Brashear defender. It's 30-21 now in favor of Brashear with 6:30 left to go in the first, in the third quarter. Elise Goodrich has the ball for Navajir, kicked it over to Bronner, back out to Caitlin Bronner. Now gets it into Anna Goodrich. Back to Elise Goodrich for the three. Just a little short. Rebounded by Kimberly Elsie. Was on the ground trying to get the ball. And it looked to me like Caitlin Bronner, I believe it was, came and just shoved her. Yet the ref did nothing there. I don't know.
I think she might have just tripped.
Maybe. Anyway, it'll stay with Brashear. They get the ball down the court to Danny Moyer. Put up the five-footer. And it's no good. It rimmed out for her. Shot looked good, but Rim frowned on it and rejected the shot. Meanwhile, Courtney Brunner dribbled down for Navinger, put up the shot from the right elbow, and she hit nothing but net on that shot. It was a good-looking shot by her.
Cole at top of the key passes it into Moyer. Outside to Kelsey at the right wing. She shoots for three. She misses it. She looks like she's tired, Tyler. She needs to get her legs rejuiced.
Yeah, maybe she ought to run a, maybe that'll run like a triangle post offense or something, and then kick it out and let Elsie and Cole do the three-point shooting.
I don't know why she needs to be shooting those three-pointers. She needs to work them inside and then work out.
Meanwhile, Novinger dribbled down, and Cole picked up her third foul. Call up inners for Cole now. It'll be Novinger ball on the inbound. Bronner gets it into Goodrich, back to Bronner, across to Caitlin Bronner, out to Anna Goodrich, put up the shot, no good, rebounded by King, guarded by four Brashear defenders, kicked it out to Caitlin Bronner, she nailed the three, and that's just Brashear's defense problems there. They quadruple teamed her down there, and she somehow managed to get the pass out to Bronner, and she sank the three.
Looks like Novinger came out to play. Brashear's just falling asleep.
Brashear got it down to Collip, who put up the shot off the free throw line and missed it. Rebounded by Navajir. They get the ball down to King. She put up the shot off the right block, but it was rejected by Moyer, saying, don't bring that weak stuff.
Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key passes it over to Haley Kelsey right side. Into Moyer at the elbow. Back to Kimberly Elsie in the left wing. She gets poked in the eye.
Elsie.
She loses the ball. Courtney Bronner takes it in and gets fouled. She's going to the line for one.
Elsie's really in pain now. I think she looks like she got hit in the head hard, and I believe she did get poked in the eye. It's really sore. You know, the eye is a tender part of the body, yeah. Jacob. Now Bronner will shoot a 1-1, and she missed it. Rebounded by Hazen, but Anna Goodrich got her hands on it, and the possession there favors Navinger. It's 30-28 in favor of Brashear, but Navinger is clawing to get back in this game, and they are doing it. Now ball into Bronner. She put up the shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Brashear. He'll stay with Navinger again. 4:18 remaining in the third quarter. Courtney Brunner to inbounds, gets it into Elise Goodrich, put up the shot off the bank, and it went in. Now we're all square at 30 with 4 minutes remaining. They got it down to Kelsey, put up the three, no good again.
She just keeps shooting it.
We got to try something different than having Haley Kelsey shoot the three, it appears to me like. Novinger gets the ball down to... this time it's Anna Goodrich for the shot, and she nailed it. It's 32-30 in favor of Novinger. Now Williams is talking to Kelsey. I think she's saying, you know, if you're wide open, maybe take it. But since you've been missing, don't do it. So this time she dribbles into the right block and shuffled her feet. It's Novinger ball again. Brashear's got to have a defensive stop here and weather this
storm.
Kelsey
needs to wake up.
Anna Goodrich with the shot again. She nailed another
She's
one.
On fire.
She is hotter than a firecracker, Jacob. She's
yes,
just
she
hitting
is.
Everything.
She's finding out that it's a little bit easier to shoot in close than outside.
Kelsey has the ball, gets it to Moya, right wing, back to Kelsey, right baseline. She holds, finds Hazen, right wing, gets it into Moyer, and Moyer traveled. I think this would probably be a good time for Coach Williams to call a timeout here and try to calm us all down.
Novinger's crowd is just going wild over all this. Novinger's getting the crowd in there.
Goodrich has the ball for Novinger. She has it right wing, gets it down to Katie King for the shot. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson did a good job to get in there and get her hands on it. However, Novinger got their hands on it too, but the possession arrow does favor Brashear.
Cole dribbles it up half court, crosses the timeline. Top of the key. Over to Hazen on the left wing. Down to Scudder in the right block. She's fouled.
She wasn't fouled. She was attacked, mauled by the Novinger defenders.
Three or four people.
She was triple teamed on that, and they just got every one of them got in there and hacked it. They gave the foul to Anna Goodrich, but it could have been given to a number of players. Halsey back in the game for Brashear. She has the ball. Gets it back out to Cole at the top of the key. Right wing for Moyer. Back to Hazen. Left wing for Halsey. Put up the shot. No good. Just a little short rebound by Cole. Put up the shot. She was fouled. She'll shoot a couple.
Looks like Kimberly Halsey's feeling all right now. Wonder if that eye's working.
She's still rubbing that eye, and I know it has to hurt every time you get poked in the eye. Her eyes are watering. I could see when she came off the court. First shot by Cole is good. Makes it 31-34 with 2:24 left in the third quarter. Second shot. Jumped around that rim. Finally fell home. It's 32-34 now. Novinger with the ball. Runner brings it across the court. Has it right wing. Gets it into Anna Goodrich. Puts up the shot. Nothing but net.
She is on fire, Tyler.
Brashear maybe ought to think about double-teaming her. I don't know. They're having trouble. Post players are just, I don't know what to say. They just can't defend her right now.
Yeah.
Brashear with the ball. Helly Hazen left block. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. Jump ball.
Brashear is just losing it. They're feeling it slip through their fingers, Tyler.
It looks like, appears to me like Novinger has come out with more intensity. Just when I say that, Kimberly Elsie
steals it on a press.
Kimberly Elsie did a surprise press on Novinger, grabbed the ball, put up a layup, making it 34-36 in favor of Novinger. Caitlin Bonner with the ball now for Novinger. Gets it down to Elise Goodrich, right baseline. Got it into Anna Goodrich, put up the shot, finally missed one. Rebounded by Hazen of Brashear. Got it to Cole. Brings it across the timeline. Has it right wing. Gets it to Danny Moyer. Back out to Cole. She dribbles to the block. Gets it to Christina Scudder. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hazen. Put up the shot to the left block. And it fell. 34-36 all. And 1 minute remaining in the third quarter.
Brashear's fighting back, Tyler.
Runner at the ball now for Novinger. Behind the arc. Right wing. No good. Put up a three, and it was no good. Holly Hazen was all alone with the ball, and she couldn't corral it. It fell out of bounds off of her. Novinger ball again. Anna Goodrich. That was Anna Goodrich. Put up the shot, and it's good again. Now Cole with the ball from Brashear. Has it at the right wing. Gets it into Moyer, free throw line. Back out to Holly Hazen, left wing. Into Scudder, left block, and it out to Moyer. Now out to Cole at the top of the key. Put up the three. It bounced up the front of the iron, went up and over and dropped. Now Anna Goodrich with the ball for Novinger, kicked it back out to Lee Goodrich, and she traveled 39-38 in favor of Brashear. 32 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Trey Cole dribbles it up half court, crosses the timeline. Right wing, passes it to Danny Moyer at the free throw line. Over to Holly Hazen, left side. Back to Danny Moyer. Trey Cole, top of the key. Steps in, passes it back out to Holly Hazen. She dribbles left side, shoots, scores.
Fell for her. Caitlin Burr with the ball now for Novinger. 7 seconds, kicked it out to Lise Goodrich. Ball stolen by Sheree Cole. She dribbles down. Blocked by Caitlin Bronner. Cole had a perfect chance to go down and give Brashear a 5-point lead, but Caitlin Bronner jumped up and rejected that shot. After three, it's 41-38 in favor of the Tigers. Man, that third quarter was just action-packed and full of Anna Goodrich's jump shots.
Yeah. She just was on fire that whole quarter. She couldn't miss from anywhere.
Brashear needs to come out this fourth quarter, maybe slow the pace, run a slight stall in the offense, find open looks, and they need to get their hands around Anna Goodrich when she has the rock.
Yeah, they need to deny her the ball in the lane. High post just stayed right in front of her.
It'll be Brashear ball now.
Cole crosses the timeline. She's at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side, passes it to Moyer at the top of the key. Over to Kimberly Elzy in the right corner. Oh!
Elzy was double teamed and she shuffled the feet trying to get the ball to Moyer.
I think there was a little shove on that one, Tyler, but I guess the ref didn't see it.
Dovinger with the ball now, gets it to Anna Goodrich. Back to Brunner, right side, gets it across the timeline, gets it down right baseline, back out to Keene. Now Elise Goodrich, right wing, cross to that was Caitlin Brunner, a post player, came out, drilled the three. We're all squared at 41 now. Brashear with the ball. Cole couldn't find anybody open, so she launched a right wing three. No good. Rebounded by Anna Goodrich of Novinger. Gets it to Brunner. Dribbles left side. Gets across the timeline. Now to Caitlin Brunner. Back out to Elise Goodrich. Put up the three. No good. Rebound by Moyer and Brashear.
Sheree Cole dribbles at half court. Crosses the timeline. She's at the top of the key. Over to Kelsey on the left wing. She dribbles in. She's caught. She's fouled by Anna Goodrich.
Maybe she get a little foul trouble. We'll have to go sit down.
Yeah. That'd be an advantage for the Tigers.
It's just her second foul. Elzy to trigger the inbound for Brashear. Gets it out to Kelsey, left wing. She holds it. Gets it out to Hazen at the top of the key. Finds Cole, right wing. Back to Kelsey. Thought about the three. Decided better of it. Got it into Moyer, left block. Into Hazen. The five-footer fell for Hazen, and now 43-41 in favor of Brashear with 6:30 left to go in the game. Brunner with the ball for Novinger. Kicked it left, right wing for Elise Goodrich. Back out to Brunner, top the key. Back to her sister, Caitlin Brunner. Now to Elise Goodrich, put up the three, no good. And I believe they're going to call Anna Goodrich with the foul on over the back on Kelsey. And you don't see that very often because Kelsey is what, 6 foot?
Yeah, she didn't have position on her, Tyler. Anna Goodrich just pushed her around. Sheree Cole brings the timeline. Passes over to Kelsey at the left wing. Down to Holly Hazen at the baseline. She's blocked by Anna Goodrich. Danny Moyer gets the loose ball and she's fouled.
That is Goodrich's fourth foul.
That's three fouls in 1 minute, Tyler.
Goodrich is getting a little antsy, I think, on the reach.
And I think she'll be
Walker.
Coming out.
Walker comes in for Goodrich.
She doesn't look too happy about that call, Tyler.
That's a blessing for Brashear because Goodrich was just
she
was lighting it up. Now Brashear having trouble getting the ball and finally finds Cole on the top of the key. Put up an air ball. Maybe she's a little tired.
Looked to me like she had to rush her shot. Courtney Brunner was right in her face.
Well, now Brunner has the ball for Novinger. Brings it down the court, left wing. Holds, gets across to Goodrich. Finds Caitlin Brunner in the corner. Gets it back to Elise Goodrich, right wing. Back to Caitlin Brunner. Puts up the three. Oh, she nailed it. Gives Novinger a lead here. 43-44 in favor of Novinger with 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. Now Cole with the ball for Bashir. Finds Moyer right elbow. Gets it back out to Elsie right wing. Put up the shot. She dribbled into traffic and put up the shot, and it was partially blocked. Then Moyer tried to rebound it and dribbled it on the baseline, so it'll be Novinger ball.
The Tigers come out in the press. Man press.
Novinger broke that press with the lead. Cougars. She didn't see Kimberly Elsie, who came behind her and knocked the ball out. Elsie gets it to Cole right wing.
Dribbles right
baseline. But Coach Williams calls a timeout. That's probably a good idea here.
Yeah, she needs to talk her team down. She needs to calm them down. Both teams look like they're pretty tired. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Bashir's down by one.
It's been a tremendously aggressive game so far.
They've been just, both teams have been getting after it. The refs have been calling some touchy fouls, but they've been calling them both games.
The refs have let them play it sometimes, and at sometimes it seems like a tap on the shoulder is a foul.
Yeah.
So ref judgment is iffy. Bashir just needs to come out, weather the storm by Novinger, and go down and score.
They need to keep Novinger from going on a run here. Need to shut down Courtney Bronner. Moyer inbounding. Passes it to Kelsey in the right corner. Into Moyer at the right block. Back out to Sheree Cole. Shoots for three. Oh, barely missed it.
Wouldn't fall for it. Moyer got the offensive rebound. Shot it off the backboard. And it rimmed home, giving the Tigers a one-point lead.
Reese Drugrich on the left wing. Cross court. Stolen by Danny Moyer. And she throws it away. Danny Moyer just looked to throw it to Kimberly Elsie, and it was stolen by Elise.
Well, Moyer got it to Elsie, and Elsie tried to dribble before the ball hit her hands, lost the ball, and Bronner wisely jumped on it, causing a jump ball in favor of Novinger. Now Caitlin Bronner having trouble getting it in, finally finds her sister.
Touchy foul there, Tyler.
What foul, Jacob? I saw
it,
no
know.
Foul.
I didn't see it either, but I guess the ref had a different view.
Now Caitlin Bronner gets it into King. Gets it across to Anna Gergrich. And she was fouled by Holly Hazen. That's her third foul.
Mrs. Williams is not very happy by the Tigers fouling.
Now Novinger has the ball.
She traveled, Tyler.
Courtney Bonner was double-teamed in the corner and on an attempt to get it out, shuffled the feet. So it'll be Bashir ball, and Sheree Cole brings the ball up for him across the timeline. Gets it left wing into Moyer. Right elbow. Back out to Elsie. Dribbles inside. Finds a cutting Moyer. Puts up a shot. That's good.
The good old pick and roll, Tyler. Bashir works that every single practice.
Beautifully executed. Found Moyer on the right block. She put it up and nothing but nylon.
No way you can defend that, Tyler. No way.
Now Gugrich holds for Novinger. Puts up the shot. Off the bank. No good. Rebounded her own shot. Gets it back out to Caitlin Bronner. Back to Anna Gugrich. Back to Caitlin Bronner. She dribbles top of the key. Finally gets it out to their point guard, Courtney Bronner, who finds Katie Walker. Gets it into Courtney Bronner, right wing. Finds
Walker.
Walker puts up the three, and she nailed it.
Ray Cole brings it up half court, crosses the timeline. We're tied all, 47. Passes to Haley Kelsey.
Oh,
she got the shooter's roll.
That ball
bounced,
it seemed like forever, and finally went down. It made it 49-47 in favor of Bashir. 3:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Novinger got the ball to Caitlin Bronner. She put up the three, no good. And on the rebound, they called a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors the Tigers. Tiger ball.
Cole brings it up half court. She crosses the timeline. Gives it to Kelsey on the elbow again. Oh, she shoots it, and she barely misses it. She couldn't get the roll that time, Tyler.
Kelsey's gone to the well one too many times from those elbow shots. Now, Erin Gergrich has the ball from Novinger, finds Courtney Bronner into the corner for Walker.
Still by
Cole.
Right
by Cole.
That was Cole. A smart move by Cole. She saw it. She was outnumbered, and she brought it back up.
Cole has the ball now at the top of the key. Having trouble getting it off. Was fouled by Courtney Bronner, I believe.
No, it was Katie King.
They called King on the reach?
Yeah. That's her first.
That's King's first. 2:29 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 49-47. Rashear Ball finds Elsie in the right corner. Screened by Ashley Clarkson. Elsie gets to Cole, dribbles into the free throw line. Back out to Elsie, right wing. She dribbles into the right elbow to Clarkson. And Clarkson travel with the ball, giving the ball to Novinger.
I think Ashley Clarkson then is there just to give Haley Kelsey a breather.
Now Bronner with the ball for Novinger. Left wing. She holds. Gets it into Caitlin Bronner. And Ashley Clarkson reached. And that'll let Caitlin Bronner shoot a 1-1.
I think she kind of took her frustration out from being called for the travel on the other end, Tyler.
I think you're exactly right on that, Jacob. Bronner nailed it. Nothing but net.
The Wildcats will be shooting free throws for every foul now.
Kelsey comes in for Ashley Clarkson. Bronner's second shot on the way. Found nothing but the bottom of the basket. Makes it 49-49. 2 minutes remaining. Moyer with the ball. Gets it to Kelsey. Back into Moyer. Off the left block. No good. Rebounded by Elise Goodrich. She finds a slashing Courtney Bronner down the court. And Courtney Bronner is mad. Oh, she's mad. She was called with the travel. I don't know that I saw it either, Jacob, to be honest. What about you?
She was dribbling when he called it.
Now yeah.
The coach is furious, Tyler. He's going crazy.
I think he has a good excuse that time. Cole has the ball for Bashir right wing. Gets it to Moyer at the top of the key. Moyer has the ball. Poked away by Bronner. They wrapped it up together. They call a jump ball. It's a Novinger ball. 1:39 remain in the fourth quarter. It's 49 all. This ball game is going down to the wire.
Yes, yes it is, Tyler. You should be here, folks. The crowds are going crazy.
It's tough to hear any whistles.
Yeah. Everybody's yelling at the top of their lungs.
It's tough to hear you, and I'm sitting not a foot away.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Pandemonium has struck the Bashir court. With 1:39 left to go in the fourth quarter, it's 49 all. Both sides of the stands are just packed with, on the right, Bashir fans, on the left, Novinger fans.
Both. I think the Tigers should come out and press here, Tyler. Every time they've done it, they've got a turnover off the bucket.
And they are. They're running a half-court press. They get it into Anna Goodrich, who finds Elise Goodrich. Back out to Courtney Bronner, left wing. Dribbles middle. Finds Elise Goodrich, right wing. Looks like they're running a little stall. Stolen by Cole. Cole tried to get it to Kelsey. She passed it to Courtney Bronner. Bronner put up a layup, but she was fouled before the shot by Bashir. Number 33, Chelsea Collup. Oh, they called that on Danny Moyer. Third fourth. Bronner's going to shoot a 1-1. 1:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. First shot is good.
The junior doesn't let the pressure get to her, Tyler.
Second shot. No good. Rebounded by Hazen. Gets the ball to Kelsey. Dribbles. Finds Cole. Cole brings it across half court. 1:10 remaining. Finds Danny Moyer. Across to Holly Hazen. Hazen finds Cole at the top of the key. Dribbles inside. Kicks it out to Elsie. Right wing. Hazen might have been open there. Elsie held on to it. Finally gets it to Danny Moyer. Top of the key. Moyer gets it to Cole. Are they going to wait and have a last shot here, Jacob?
I think so, Tyler.
Moyer with the ball. She's just holding it. Gets it to Cole. Now, Novinger's bringing out a little heavier defense. Cole's having trouble finding someone. Finds Moyer. Moyer has it. Left elbow. Gets it out to Kelsey. Right elbow. Back to Moyer. Put the shot. No good. Rebounded by Novinger. Novinger. Novinger got the ball, to Elise Goodrich, and Kimberly Elsie slid in, grabbed that ball. They called the jump ball. It'll be Bashir Ball with 26 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Oh, it's, I can't hear anything. It's so loud right here. Both sides are fired up. 26 remaining. LZ to trigger the inbound. Finds Cole. Right wing. Gets it into Hazen. Left elbow. Back out to Cole. Cole dribbles. Back out to Hazen. Left elbow. Back to Cole. Top the key. Right wing for Kimberly Elsie. Elsie. Cross court pass. Dangerous to Holly Hazen. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Aline Goodrich. And she was promptly fouled. Wise foul by Bashir. Foul is on Holly Hazen. That'll be her fourth. Fouls don't mean a thing now. 8.6 seconds remaining in the game. Novinger leads by one. It's a 1-1 shot. First shot's on the way. It. She hit it. She hit it. 51-49. Second shot. She's dribbling.
Put the Tigers out of the game, Tyler.
She hit it.
Good.
Tigers will have to come down and hit a three to tie the ball game.
The senior stepped up when it was time to play basketball.
8.6 seconds remaining. You know Novinger is going to come with the press. What kind of play do you design here, Jacob?
I think they should at least try to get Danny Moyer to roll to the basket, pick her on Kimberly Elsie's man or something. Get her wide open for a three and let her shoot it.
You only have 8.6 seconds.
That's just my idea, Tyler. I don't know what else they can do.
Your idea takes 15, Jacob.
There's nothing else they can do, Tyler.
It's
going to
be. It's going to be this. It's going to be. Get the ball to Sheree Cole. Drive down the court. Either let her shoot it or find Kimberly Elsie and get the shot off.
Sheree Cole is in that zone with the ball, though, Tyler.
That's what it's going to be. Here we go. Kelsey the inbound. Finds Danny Moyer. Gets it to Cole. Shot was blocked. Shot was blocked by who blocked it? She was guarded by three. Bronner blocked that shot. Took off down the court. Elsie got the foul off. And that has just drained the Bashir bench. Bashir fans, first shot's on the way. She missed it. Second shot. There's only 1.4 seconds remaining. Bashir's got to hope for a miss and a chuck down the court. She made it. She made the shot. Gets it into Elsie. Elsie gets it to Cole. Puts up a shot. No good. So the final is 49-53. Novinger Wildcats steal one from Bashir.
Yes, they do. It was a great game, Tyler.
Oh, it was a...
Both,
It was a heck of a game.
Both teams came out and fought to it from the start to the end.
Both teams played well. Great game. Well played by both teams, but Novinger just maybe had a little more fire. I don't know. They came away with it.
Yeah, they did.
Well, stay tuned for the next game between Novinger and Brashear, as it'll feature the boys' side. This is Tyler Killen.
I'm Jacob Shipman.
Thank you.
This is John Slavin. If you're just joining us, you missed one whale of a game between the Novinger Wildcats and Brashear Tigers. The Wildcats came out on top 53-49. Leading scorers for this matchup was on Brashear's side, Holly Hazen with 12, Danny Moyer and Sheree Cole with 10 apiece, Kimberly Elsie with 8, Haley Kelsey with 5, and Ashley Clarkson and... call up with 2 apiece. On the Novinger side, leading all scorers was Courtney Bronner with 26, Anna Grugerich with 12, Caitlin Bronner with 6, Elise Grugerich with 5, and King with 4. So, again, the final score was Novinger 53, Brashear 49. Coming up in about a minute, we've got tonight's final game and the final game of the Brashear Tournament between the Brashear Tigers and the Novinger Wildcats on the boys' side. Joining me tonight to help with the announcing is Jay Scudder. And, Jay, you have any thoughts on this game coming up?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty close.
Well, we hope. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for Brashear, of course.
Oh, we got a partisan crowds member here. Clock is at 1 o'clock, so we should have the buzzer going off here in just a minute. Ah, there it is. So we'll be ready to get underway in just a second. The starting lineups, I'm sure, will be announced, and then we'll be ready to go. For the Wildcats, we've got number 13, Denton, 21, and the point guard, Grant Daniels, 31, the big tall boy, Justin Denton at 6'5", Kyle Gunnels, number 43, and Justin Simpson, number 53.
Starting for Brashear is number 15, Andrew Linhart. Number 21, Brent Platts. Number 33, Kale Watson. Number 41, Bill Elam. And 45, Danny Clarkson.
Thank you there, Jay. Well, if this game is any follows on the heels of the last game, we're in for a heck of a matchup. Both teams are taking the floor, and we're ready for the tip-off.
Yeah.
Linhart and Denton in the center of the floor. And here we go. Novinger controls the tip-off. Grant Daniels brings it across the timeline, back the corner to Josh Denton, around the horn to Justin Simpson. His shot is no good. Ball is out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to waiting Brent Platts. Platt walks it across the timeline, passes it over the right-hand side to Cale Watson, to Danny Clarkson, the center, to Linhart over the left wing, back out to Platts up the top of the key. He drives it in, kicks it over to Watson, and tries to get it in, but turns it over to Justin Simpson. Daniels brings it back the other way, kicks it over to the left side to Josh Denton. Down to the corner to the big man, back out top to Grant Daniels. Daniels kicks it out to Simpson at the top of the key. Over to the right-hand side to Josh Denton, into the big man. He has kind of an off-balance turnaround jump shot, and it's well off its mark. Brashear with a rebound. They come the other way. Oh, man, Cale Watson. I didn't think there was any way that he could get that in the basket, but it goes. So they get it across the timeline. About lose the handle on it, but Grant Daniels with the ball kicks it over to Simpson, the right side, back to the right corner, into the big man, the right blocks, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled. 6 minutes, 43 seconds left in the first period. Brashear's on top, 2-0. Foul is on number 41, which is Bill Elam. That's his first and the first foul of the game. Justin Denton, the 6'5" post player, will go to the line. His first shot is up, and it's on its way, and it's good. Second shot is up, and it's no good. But the ball comes right back to the big man, and he gets his own rebound, kicks it over the left-hand side. Shot outside the rim is no good. Novinger with the rebound, and they get the foul with the shot. Foul is on 21, Brett Platts. Simpson will go to the line for Novinger. Simpson's first shot is no good. Second shot's on the way, and it bounces back to him, but Linhart steps in front of it and picks up the rebound. He hands it off to Platts, and Platts brings it across the timeline. Over to Watson, the left wing. He looks to get it into Clarkson and does. Clarkson kicks it back out to Watson. Watson looks to take it in, but then backs it back out again. Over to Linhart at the top of the key, in the paint to Elam. Back out to Platts. Platts dribbles it into the free throw line, backs out, and then takes a shot. It's good. Just inside the arc, though, so just for two. So with 6 minutes left, 4-1. Brashear. Got a whistle here. Turnover by Novinger. It's going to be Brashear's. I'm not sure if he walked with it or what. What did you see there, Jay?
He went over and back.
Good thing I have your eyes there. Brashear with the ball. Linhart up the top of the key. Oh, and he walked with it. Couldn't quite decide if he was going to pitch it or shoot it. So it'll be Novinger's ball on the far side. Simpson will inbound it to a waiting Grant Daniels. Daniels dribbles it over to the near side. Big haul arcing pass to Simpson over on the left side, back to Daniels. He's going to shoot outside the arc for three. A little bit too strong. I think it must have bounced off the top. So it'll be Brashear's ball. 5:42 left in the first period. Brashear leading 4-1. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, and Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure by Novinger, so he can take his time getting across the timeline. Kicks it over to Watson on the left wing. Watson dribbles it around, back up towards center court. Over to Linhart, the right wing. He looks to get it into Clarkson, but then dribbles it back out. Over to Watson on the right-hand side. His shot, I think, is partially blocked. Novinger comes up with a rebound. Grant Daniels brings the ball back the other way. Dribbles between his legs, brings it up the top of the key, over towards the left-hand side, back to Josh Denton on the left wing, back to the left corner to Kyle Gunnels, back out to Grant Daniels, back out to Simpson, the top of the key, back to Daniels. He holds up and then dribbles it in, takes it to left blocks, and his shot off the glass is no good. But the big man with the rebound, his shot's no good, and Clarkson comes up with it, hands it off to Platts, and we're going the other way. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles between his leg, kicks it over to Linhart on the left side. His shot for three is good. 4:43 left in the first. Brashear leads it 7-1. Pass over to the right blocks, and but before the shot, Kyle Gunnels is fouled. Foul is on 41, which will be Bill Elam. I think that's probably his second foul, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
Daniels inbounds it all the way out to Josh Denton out and over to Simpson on the left corner, and his shot for three is good. Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure. So he brings it up the timeline, walks it across over to Watson on the left-hand side. Salter in the game for Brashear. Linhart up top the key over to Platts. He just about loses the handle on it, but he gets it back, kicks it back to Danny Clarkson just inside the arc, and his shot's no good. And Daniels with the rebound. He's going the other way in a hurry. To Denton, back to Daniels. He's going to shoot just inside the arc. His shot's no good. And there's going to be an over-the-back call on Kyle Gunnels over Linhart, I believe. You agree, Jay?
Yeah.
4 minutes left in the first, 7-4 Brashear. Platts walks the ball back up towards center court. Goes over to Linhart on the left wing. Back to Platts. Platts sizes in the lane, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is on 13, which would be Josh Denton. That's his first. 3,000 Brashear, 2 on Novinger. Linhart will inbound it to Platts. Platts brings it back across the timeline. Kicks it over to Watson. Watson's going to drive up on the baseline, and his shot's no good. Linhart with the rebound, though, kicks it to Watson on the other side. Back to Danny Clarkson, the free throw line. And they're going to call another foul. I think it's going to be on Kyle Gunnels. That's the second foul on Gunnels. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Kicks it all the way out to Watson up the top of the key. Back to Platts. And it's going to be a foul. Foul is going to be on Daniels. That's his first. 4,000 Novinger, 3 on Brashear. Watson's going to inbound it. Kicks it out to Linhart up near the timeline. Dribbles up toward the top of the key. Back to Watson over the right wing to Platts at the top of the key. He's going to drive along the left side. And the ball is stripped from him. Novinger comes up with it. Daniels brings it across the timeline. Up the top of the key. Kicks it over the right-hand side. Justin Simpson back to the right corner. Back out to Daniels with the right wing. He dribbles it into the lane. Kicks it back up. Top of the key over to Simpson on the left side. His shot for three is short. Platts comes up with it. He brings it back the other way in a hurry. He's going to drive the lane. He takes it up. Nice little finger roll, but didn't fall. Justin Denton came up with it, and Daniels will bring it back the other way. A little bit of up-tempo offense here. Try to get it in the paint. The ball is tipped. Kale Watson comes up with it. He's going to take it coast-to-coast, and his shot's up and good off the glass. 9-4 Brashear, 2:38 left in the first. Daniels brings it up to Denton to Simpson. They get it across the timeline, kick it back to the right corner. Back at the Daniels, the right wing. His shot for three is to the left. Misses everything, goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. Timeout, Novinger. So, with 2 minutes 27 seconds left in the first, Brashear leads it 9-4. What do you think about that, Jay?
Well, Brashear's playing pretty good ball, but they got to stay out of foul trouble.
Well, the fouls are pretty evenly matched right now. We've got 4 on Novinger and 3 on Brashear.
Brashear's hoping for another good night out of Bert Platts because he had 37 last game.
He's clearly the spark plug for this team this year. Linhart, after the timeout, will inbound it to Platts, and Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure defense. Josh Denton is waiting for him as he comes across the line. flaps and takes it into the lane and shoots an off-balance shot, but it's a ringer. I didn't think there was any way that thing was going to fall. Simpson will bring it back the other way, comes across the timeline, kicks it over to, goes over the left-hand side, it's back out to Grant Daniels at the left wing. He'll dribble across, bring around the horn and into Simpson at the right wing, back cross court to Josh Denton. Back to the left corner, tried to get it into Denton, and it was tipped. Bashir comes up with it. Hettinger ended up with it. Was the last person to touch it. And he hands it off to Platts, and Platts brings it back the other way. No pressure defense by the Tigers or by the Wildcats. Platts kicks it back to the left corner, then to Clarkson. Back to Watson, top of the key. Back to the left corner, back to Clarkson in the paint. Back to Platts near midcourt. Platts' turnaround shot is no good, but he's fouled. Really got hammered before he got the shot away. The foul is going to be on number
13,
Josh Denton. That's his second. Platts will go to the line with 1 minute, 21 seconds left in the first period. Bashir leading at 11-4. Platts' shot is nothing but net. Second shot's on its way, and it's good as well. 13-4 Bashir. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Denton to Simpson to Daniels. They break the press. Shot's no good. Linhart will come up with it for the Tigers. Over to Platts on the far side. Platts trots across the timeline. Kicks it to Clarkson atop the key. Dribbles in the lane and then tries to get it over to Cale Watson. But Cale Watson had already gone past the place he was throwing it to, and it ends up going out of bounds, so it'll be Novinger's ball. Simpson into Daniels. Daniels ahead to Denton. Across to Simpson over on the far side. Back to Daniels on the near side. Back to Simpson. Then back to the left corner to Josh Denton. Back to Simpson, left wing. His shot for three is good. Boy, he has a nice stroke. They got to get on him when he squares up for a wide-open three like that. 13-7 Bashir, 32 seconds left in the first. Platts are walking across the timeline. Takes it along the right side, and it's partially blocked. Novinger came up with it, and I think it went out of bounds, and Platts was probably the last one to touch it. Simpson will inbound it to Denton. Back to Simpson. Pressure defense. Denton to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over the far side, back to Simpson on the near side. Simpson dribbles inside the arc, tries to get it into Kyle Gunnels, and I think it went out of bounds off of Novinger. It's going to be Bashir's ball. With 6.8 seconds left in the first, Linhart brings it into Platts. 5 seconds. Platts is going to have to bring it up. He sets up for one of those pro distance shots, which is no good. Cale Watson came up with the rebound, but time expires before he could get the shot off. So at the end of one, Bashir leads it 13-7. What do you think, Jay?
Well, Bashir's been playing pretty good because they've accumulated a little bit of a lead against the team they lost to earlier this year.
At the beginning of the second period, on the floor for the Tigers is Elam, Jacob Shipman, Clarkson, Watson, and Platts. It'll be Bashir's ball. Watson will inbound it on the far side. Platts is standing there waiting on it. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles it up to the free throw line, kicks it over to Shipman on the left side, back to Platts on the left corner. Platts dribbles in the lane, and his turnaround jump shot is blocked. Be Bashir's ball. I think that was one of the Dentons, but I'm not sure which one of them blocked that. Do you know, Jay?
It was Josh.
That's what I thought, too. Bashir gets it all the way out to Jacob Shipman. just about gets an over back call. Shipman back to Watson. Watson brings it around the horn on the right-hand side to Shipman up the top of the key. Shipman back over to Watson on the right side. Dribbles around the top of the key over to Platts on the left side. Platts is going to run it into the lane. Get kicked about to Clarkson on the left side. Had a 15-foot jump shot. It was wide open, and he nailed it. 15-7, Brashear. Daniels gets it ahead to Denton. Back to Daniels up the top of the key over to Simpson on the right wing. Back to Denton. Back to Daniels on the left corner. Back to Simpson. Simpson, boy, he thought about squaring up for three. To Daniels. Back to Simpson. Kicks it over to Denton. And then in the paint to Walker. And Walker's shot is off the glass. It's no good. Brashear comes up with it. Jacob Shipman with the ball. He hands it back off to Platts. 6:47 left in the half. Brashear leads it 15-7. Platts will walk it up across the timeline. Josh Denton's going to be there waiting for him, and he gets it back to Clarkson, but Clarkson loses a handle on it, and Novinger comes up with it. Daniels with the ball up to up top side. Over to Simpson, the right wing. Back out to Denton, over to Daniels, the left side. He's going to square up for three, and it's a little too strong. Simpson with the rebound, and his put back off the glass is good. 15-9. Brashear, 6:11 left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. No pressure by Novinger. Josh Denton will be there waiting for him. Kicks it to Watson on the far side. Back to Jacob Shipman up top. Shipman's going to run along the right side of the lane. His shot is no good. Simpson comes up with the rebound. Daniels bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Daniels to Josh Denton in the paint to Walker. They try to get it to the big man. They do, and his reverse layup is no good, but they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Novinger's 43, Kyle Gunnels. That's his third, is what the scoreboard's saying. I imagine did they bring him out, Jay? No, he's still in. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to run the lane. Oh, gets it to Clarkson. He was wide open at the left blocks, and he nails it. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Simpson gets it up high pass to the big man, and he's going to run it himself, and now he kicks it off at the last minute to his brother Josh on the left blocks, and he put it up and good. 17-11. Brashear, 5 minutes left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Kicks it over to Cale Watson, whose shot had just a little bit too much arc on it. Came up short. Novinger with the ball. To Daniels. Daniels will bring it across the timeline. Gets it into the big man. His turnaround jump shot off the glass is no good. And Watson comes up with it. He looks to take it in a hurry. Man, kind of a strange shot. He kind of shot from the hip. Do you see that, Jay?
Yeah.
But it went in. And they're counting it good, so he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-pointer. Watson will. The foul is on number 13, which is Josh Denton, and that's his third foul. 17 fouls on Novinger 3 on Brashear. Watson's shot is rolls around a little bit, but it stays in. 20-11. Daniels with the ball. Pressure defense by the Tigers to Simpson. Up ahead to 11, Evan Stoll. He can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds, but the turnover would be Brashear's ball. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, and Platts will walk across the timeline. Platts is like a general out there. He takes it into the left blocks, and his shot's no good, but he drew the foul.
Platts has a good splash move, just drives right in there in that lane.
The foul is going to be on Stoll. I think Platts was just looking for him to do that. He saw that Stoll hadn't been in the game very long. He suckered him into it. Platts' shot is up, and it's good, so he'll get a chance for another. 21-11, Brashear, 4:18 left in the half. Platts' second shot is also good. pressure defense by the Tigers. They get it in the big man, then to Grant Daniels, who will bring it across on the near side. And he dribbles it back up the top, guarded by Watson. Over to Stoll on the left side. They try to get it in the big man. They do. He kicks it back to Simpson, whose shot for three is no good. And Salter comes up with it. Watson is going to set up at the free throw line. His shot's no good. And they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to be on Cale Watson. That's his first. 3:51 left in the half. 22-11 Brashear. They get the ball into Daniels. Pressure defense by the Tigers. To Simpson. Back to Daniels. Daniels is going to bring it across the timeline. Kicks it up ahead to Kyle Gunnels. Back to Daniels. Into the paint to Denton. And they try to get it into a slashing Kyle Gunnels, but it was kicked out of bounds, I believe, by Clarkson. Simpson will inbound it in front of the Tiger bench. Out to Daniels up the right side. He's going to dribble around the top of the key. Back to Stoll over the left wing. Stole back to Daniels, left corner. He drives the baseline, and they're going to call a foul on Linhart. Four fouls on Brashear, eight on Novinger. Novinger inbounds it to Simpson in the left corner. He gets it out to Stoll up top of the key to Daniels over on the left-hand side. Daniels up top, dribbles around, kicks it back to Stoll, and it's just almost stolen by Salter. But Salter collided a little bit with it, and they're going to call a foul on him. That's his first. I think it was almost a case of Stoll falling down as much as it was Salter hitting him. They inbound it to Daniels, kick it back to Kyle Gunnels, and he can't hold on to it. Brashear with the steal. Platts brings it back the other way. Platts is going to drive it into the lane. His shot is good. It's about a 14-foot shot. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Daniels with the ball. He gets it ahead to the big man. Kicks it over to Simpson on the far side. Holes back to Daniels. Daniels up top. Just about stolen by Platts. They get it over to Simpson. Try to do a lob, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is on 31. That is Cody Salter. Should be his second. It's 1-1 now, so Novinger's Gunnels will go to the line. Aaron Doss in the game for Novinger. 2:44 left in the half. Brashear leads at 24-11. I think Platts will take it at Doss, Jay. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. I'm guessing Platts will take it right to Aaron Doss. We'll see. Well, he sort of did, but he shot, and it was no good. Novinger comes up with the ball. They'll go back the other way. Daniels takes it in, dumps it off the left corner to Doss, and Doss' shot is a little too strong, but the big man, Kyle Gunnels came up with it, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on 31, Cody Salter. That's going to be his third. Gunnels' first shot is on its way, and it's a little too strong. But since he was in the act of shooting, he'll get a shoot again. Second shot is also no good. Salter comes up with a rebound. He hands it off to Platts. Doss is waiting there for him. Let's see what Platts can do. All right, he kicks it over to Linhart. Into Clarkson. Free throw line to Linhart. Over to Salter over on the right side. Back to Platts. Platts is going to take it in the lane off to Clarkson. Clarkson puts it up and in. 1:56 left in the half. Brashear leads at 26-11.
Brashear's good quick action.
accurate passes are opening things up for different people to drive in and get their buckets.
Okay, on the floor for the Tigers, we got Linhart, Platts, Clarkson, Watson, and Elam. Simpson will inbound it for Novingers, who are waiting. Daniels. We got Denton and Gunnels on the floor. Get the ball ahead to Gunnels, up to the big man. Denton to Simpson up top to Daniels over on the left-hand side. He dribbles around the screen to the left side, back, and he's setting up for three, and his shot is no good. But the big man, Denton, comes up with it. His turnaround hook is no good. But Gunnels with a putback is. 1:27 left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Platts is guarded by Daniels now. Over to Watson over the rest, right-hand side. Back to Elam. Into Clarkson at the right blocks. Back to Elam. Back to Watson up top. To Linhart with the left over the near side. To Elam over the right wing, back to Watson in the corner, to Clarkson, to Watson in the corner, back to Elam. They get it into Clarkson, the free throw line, back to Elam, back to the corner, to Watson, to Linhart, and he's going to shoot from three from the top. His shot's no good, and Gunnels will come up with it to Daniels. Daniels is going to take it all the way, and his shot off the glass is no good. Bashir comes up with it with 44 seconds. Platts brings it across the timeline. Dribbles between his leg about the left wing position. Backs out a little bit. 34 seconds left in the half. Setting up for that last shot. He runs it in and he hands it off to... Well, he puts it right in the hands of Daniels and they're going to call a jump ball. Don't see that happen very often, do you?
No.
29 seconds left in the half. Simpson into Daniels. Daniels up to the big guy, except they kick it back. Bashir comes up with it, up to Platts. And he tries to take it to the glass, and he's fouled hard by Simpson, so he'll go to the line with 23 seconds left in the half. Bashir having a fair amount of success with the press. He tried to get it up ahead. It was kind of a high arcing pass, enough time for Bashir to get set up to deflect it ahead. Platts' shot is up, and it's good. 27-13 Bashir with 23 seconds left in the half. That was a first foul on Simpson. Platts' shot is up and good.
Platts has been having a very good half. He's had 12 so far.
Break the press, get it up to Gunnels. Gunnels to Simpson on the right wing, back to Daniels up top. They get it in the paint. The big man back to Simpson on the right wing. His shot for three is in and out, but the big man comes up with it, and his shot's no good. Bashir comes up with it. Platts has it with 2 seconds left. And his shot is good! Oh, my God! From half court. Off-balance shot. Wow!
He wasn't even facing the basket.
No, he was sideways to the basket. Shot was kind of a one-handed thing. Man! See these things in the movies and on TV. You don't see them around here, huh?
Yeah, he just chucked it up over his head, not looking where it was going.
All right, at halftime, Bashir leads it, 31-13. You'll hang with us here just for a few minutes. I'll see if we can't get some halftime stats for you before the beginning of the second half.
Okay, we have some first half scores here. For the Bashir boys, the leading scorer was Brent Platts with 15. And following that was Kale Watson with 7, Danny Clarkson with 6, and Andrew Linhart with 3. for the Novinger boys, Justin Simpson leads the team with 8. Josh Denton and Kyle Gunnels both have 2, and Justin Denton has 1. That's it for first half scores.
If you're just joining us, in tonight's earlier games, it was Douglas 46, Macon County 64. In the second girls game, it was Brashear 49, Novinger 53, in a real tight game. It really wasn't decided until the very end when Novinger came out on top. In this game, we're at halftime. Brashear leads it 31-13. As Jay, I think, probably announced to you a minute ago, Brent Platts leads all scorers with 15. It's obviously a spark plug for Brashear's team. Justin Simpson leads Novingers with 8 points. And as Jay said, that came from 2 threes and a deuce, right?
Yeah.
We've got 1 minute 49 seconds left on the clock, and so we'll have the second half here underway in just a minute. Do you have any analysis or words of wisdom for us, Jay?
Well, no. Brashear's going to have to stay out of foul trouble in the second half because they have a few of their key players with 2 or 3.
You want to run over there and check and see what the foul status is for Brashear and for Novinger?
Okay.
All right, we're ready to get underway. On the floor for the Tigers is going to be Linhart, Platts, Watson, Clarkson, and Salter. The arrow is in Brashear's favor, so Brashear will start out with the ball. 31-13 Brashear. Platts brings it across the timeline. Over on the left-hand side, he runs it in to the right side, kicks it over to Linhart. Linhart's shot is short. Simpson comes up with it. I don't think Linhart was intended to get that. I think Clarkson missed the feed, but Linhart came up with it. Daniels comes across the timeline to hands it off to Simpson up top, over to Denton. Josh Denton on the left side, back to Simpson up top to Gunnels, back out to Simpson, over to Daniels on the right side. Daniels dribbles around the horn, gets it into big man, and his shot up off the glass is no good. And Novinger comes up with it, kicks it back to Daniels, whose shot for 3 is no good. Simpson with the rebound on the right-hand side, and his shot is in and out, but there's a foul. What is the foul status there, Jay?
Okay, the fouls for this half are, are for Brashear, Cody Salter with 3, Bill Elam with 2, Andrew Linhart with 2, Brent Platts with 1, and Kale Watson with 1.
And Simpson's first shot was good, by the way.
And for Novinger, Josh Denton and Kyle Gunnels each have 3. Grant Daniels, Evan Stoll, and Justin Simpson each have 1.
All right. Second shot was good, 31-15 Tigers. Platts brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left-handed inside the arc, and his shot is no good. Daniels comes up with it. He looks to take it in, but thinks the better of it. Then he drives it back in, and he's going to draw the foul. Draw the foul in the bucket. He ran it in the baseline and backed it all the way out to the arc, and then took it right back in again. Shipman in for Salter. Daniels' shot is good for the trifecta, 31-18. Platts is going to bring the ball back the other way. No pressure defense by Novinger, so he takes his time, brings it across the timeline, dribbles right-handed, picks it up, kicks it over to Shipman on the left side. Back out to Platts, and Daniels gets his hands on it and comes up with it, and he kicks it all the way ahead, but gets it in the hands of Josh Denton, but he loses the handle on it. Clarkson comes up with it. Watson's going to bring it back the other way. A little sloppy play up here in the early part. Clarkson comes up with the ball, and his shot is blocked by Denton. Daniels is going to come the other way. He's going to have to get a lot higher than that to get that ball over Denton. Josh Denton back to Simpson. Back to Denton. Back to Simpson. He's going to shoot the three this time. And it's no good, but Daniels comes up with it, and he gets the foul on the bucket. Foul is going to be on 31, Cody Salter, and that's his fourth foul. Linhart will come in the game for Jacob Shipman. No, I take that back. The foul is going to be on Shipman. I thought they had it on Salter. Gentles' shot is good. And so Novinger is going to fool around and get back in this game. They're down by a dime. Platts walks it back to the center. Sets the offense. Takes it up to the arc. He's going to drive it in the lane, and his shot is up and good. Novinger a little wary of drawing that foul. Pressure defense by the Tigers, and they come up with it. Platts with the ball back to Watson at the right blocks. His shot is up and good. Wow. 35-21, Brashear. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Simpson with the ball under the basket. He hands it off to Daniels. Daniels dribbles around the horn, gets it up to the big man, up ahead to Simpson, back to Gunnels, the right corner. They try to feed it in to the big man at the right blocks, but Kauf out of bounds. It'll be Novinger's ball. Daniels will inbound it by the water cooler, if you know where that's at. He gets it to Simpson in the paint to Denton, and his shot off the glass is good. 35-23, Brashear, 5 minutes left in the third. Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure defense by Novinger. Daniels is there waiting for Platts. Platts sets up for three, and his shot is in and out. Novinger comes up with it. They kick it ahead to Daniels, get it across the timeline. Daniels takes it in the lane, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled. So he'll shoot two. The foul's going to be on... This one, I think, is going to be on Salter.
Nope, they called it on Brett Platt.
Yes, you're right. Daniels' first shot is good. We got 14 fouls on Brashear and none on Novinger. Second shot's good. Substitutions by the Tigers. Hettinger in for Salter. Linhart will inbound it to awaiting Platts. No pressure defense by Novinger. So Platts will take his time walking it up to the timeline. Daniels is there waiting on him. Kick it over to Linhart. Linhart back to Platts. Platts is going to run it into the free throw line. Kicks it back up to Linhart, who squares up for three. His shot's no good. But Linhart comes up with a rebound, kicks it out to Watson. Actually, he just kind of tipped it back over his head. Watson came up with it, dribbles behind his back over to Clarkson in the left corner to Platts, the left wing. Platts takes it in the free throw line. Looks to take it in, kicks it over to Watson, the right wing, back to Linhart, the right corner. They gets it into Hettinger at the right blocks to Platts. Oh, man. Platts had it in, but it didn't go. Daniels comes up with it, and he takes it back the other way, and he's going to be fouled, I think. By 45, which is going to be Danny Clarkson. Fifth foul now on the Tigers. Simpson gets it in to Denton, Justin Denton. Back to Daniels, the right corner. Daniels squares up for a 15-foot shot. It's a little strong. Hettinger comes up with it. The Platts. Platts brings it back the other way. Chops it up to the half-court line, brings it across. Kind of slows her down a little bit here. Walks it over to the left-hand side. Dribbles it into the arc. And backs it back out again. 3:37 left in the third. And then he charges up and drives it into the right-hand side. To Clarkson in the lane. Back out to Hettinger at the right corner. Back to Clarkson. To Watson up top. Over to Linhart. Cross-court pass to Hettinger. Back to Watson at the right wing to Clarkson, the free throw line, back out to Watson up the top. Watson over to Linhart on the far side. Linhart's going to drive it in the lane, and he's going to draw the foul. good patient play by the Tigers. First foul on Novinger, and it's going to be on Kyle Gunnels. That's his fourth. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it out to Linhart all the way back across the line. Linhart to Platts. Oh, man. And Daniels went after it and came up with it. Daniels feeds it in to Josh Denton. They kick it out to Daniels. His shot's no good, but with the putback, there's a foul. Foul's going to be on Kale Watson. That's his second. Six fouls on the Tigers. Going to be shooting them before long now. Novinger out to Denton. Back to the corner. The shot's no good, but there's going to be a foul. No, what are they calling? They're calling a foul on Novinger.
That's Kyle Gunnels' fifth foul.
Kyle Gunnels' fifth foul. They're saying he used an elbow, so Gunnels will be out. Brett Steele in the game for the first time for Novinger. Platts are walking up to the free throw line. Brashear leads by a dime, 35-25 with 2:38 left in the third. Linhart up top to Watson, who changes direction, dribbles it around to the right corner. Drives it in the baseline. His shot's a little short, but Hedinger comes up with it, but he's fouled. He's going to be fouled by Justin Denton.
That's his first foul, despite how tall he is.
That's his first?
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. So Hedinger will go to the line for the Tigers. His shot is well short, barely hits the rim. Novinger with the timeout. So with 2 minutes, 26 seconds left in the third, Brashear leads by 35-25. You have any words of wisdom for us, Jay?
Foul trouble in this half. They've got six already in just the third quarter.
Novinger's Gunnels has actually already fouled out. So they're going to be without him for the rest of the game. We're now ready for the second shot for Travis Hedinger. Hedinger's shot is up and a little strong, but Platts comes with the rebound and his shot off the glass is good. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Daniels has the ball. He's coming up to the half court line. Gets it ahead to Simpson on the left wing. Simpson into the big man. Kicks it back out to Simpson. Simpson squares up for three, and it's no good. Tigers Platts comes up with the ball. Platts, the field general, walks it up to the half-court line and resets the offense. And he's going to take it in the lane, kicks it over to Travis Hedinger, and his shot is a little too strong. But Watson gets the ball on the other side, and it's blocked. His shot's blocked, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be it's going to be Novinger's ball. Simpson inbounds it to Steele. Steele up to Daniels. Daniels gets across the half court. Dribbles along the left side of the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Fouls on 51, Travis Hedinger.
That's his first. Tigers' seventh team foul.
Daniels' shot's on its way, and it's no good. Brashear leads by a dozen, 37-25. Daniels' second shot is up, and it hits the front end, but then rolls in. 37-26. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. 17 fouls on the Tigers, 3 on Novinger. Platts brings it across the penine line on the far side. Dribbles left-handed, takes it into left blocks, and they're going to say he walked with it. Tigers almost came up with it in the pressure defense, but the big man was able to get up and knock it, bat it away, so Novinger kept the ball. Inbound to Denton, and his shot up off the glass is good. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the third period. Platts will bring the ball up. 37-28, Bashir. Platts to Watson on the right side. Back to Linhart up top. Back to Platts on the right wing. Back to Linhart up top to Platts over on the left wing. He squares up for three. His shot rolls around and is good. 40-28, Bashir. Novinger inbounds it, brings it back. Gets it to Daniels, who brings it across the timeline. He drives the baseline, feeds it in to Josh Denton. And, no, it's not Denton, it's Brett Steele, and he is hammered. The foul is on Andrew Linhart. That's his third. Steele's shot is good. Salter in the game for Linhart. Steele's second shot is good as well. 40-30, Bashir. Watson with the ball to Platts. 28 seconds left in the third. Platts brings it up across the timeline. Takes it along the right-hand side, kicks it to Clarkson, back to Salter on the left side to Watson up top. Watson to Platts over on the left side, guarded by Daniels. Platts' spin move is up and shot's short, but ball is kicked out, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Novinger's ball with 5.8 seconds left in the third. Simpson gets it into Daniels. Daniels brings it across the timeline. His shot for three is off its mark. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it by a dime, 40-30. What's your analysis there, Jay?
Tigers have been doing a good job of getting the inside position, even though Novinger has a height advantage.
I was really hoping you'd say that Tigers need to stay out of foul trouble. All right, here we go. We got 8 minutes till the end of this one. On the floor for the Tigers is Linhart, Clarkson, Elam, Platts, and Watson. Simpson and Daniels waiting to inbound it for Novinger. Daniels with the ball. He's going to bring it across the timeline. Into Denton, over to Simpson on the far side, in back into Denton, and kicks it back to Simpson, who sidesteps, and then his shot is off its mark. Linhart comes up with it, so Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Platts to Linhart. He just about lost the handle on it, but saved it. Back to Clarkson. And I think the coach was a little concerned about the play, so he called a timeout. So with 7 minutes, 30 seconds left in the ball game, Bashir leads it 40-30. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. They'll get it to Platts. Platts walks it up the timeline. Does a spin move it in the lane, and he loses the handle on it, but they're going to call a foul. He's going to shoot two. Platts just challenges him. Drives it in the lane, looking for the foul, and about half the time he gets it. The other half the time he makes it.
Yeah.
Platt's shot is up and no good.
The foul is on Daniels. It's his second. Novinger's 14 foul.
Shot this time is good. 41-30 Brashear. Pressure defense by the Tigers. They get it into Daniels back in the corner. Up ahead to the big man. Back over to Daniels. Daniels is going to drive the lane and take it to the basket. And his shot is good. They do that a few times and they'll back off of that press. Platts brings it up the timeline. Tries to dribble it through his legs, and they're going to call a foul on Brett Steele. Platts was down to his knees. Five team fouls on Novinger. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it inside the arc, and his shot is up and in and out. Denton comes up with the rebound. Get it ahead to Simpson to Josh Denton up the left blocks to Simpson, top of the key, over to Steele. His shot is no good, and they're going to call a foul on Platts. Platts went up for it with Denton, but Denton had a little bit better position on it. That's the third foul on Platts. 41-32 Brashear. Justin Denton to the line for Novinger. Denton's first shot. Takes a breath and it's on its way and it's good. Nine team fouls on the Tigers. Five on Novinger. Denton takes a breath, puts his hands up, and his shot is good. 41-34. Linhart inbounds it to Watson and brings it across the timeline. Platts with the ball. Daniels is right on him like glue, kicks it back to Clarkson. Clarkson into Elam in the lane, and his shot from the left block is off the mark, and they're going to call a foul on Clarkson. Novinger obviously playing a man-to-man defense right now. Simpson will go to the line. That's the second foul on Danny Clarkson.
These fouls are really going to hurt Brashear if they keep doing it.
Simpson will shoot them both. His shot is short. Bounces back to him off the rim. But with 10 team fouls, he'll shoot both of them. Simpson's second shot is on its way, and it's good this time. Brashear's lead is cut to six. Watson brings it across the timeline. Daniels is glued to Platts. Watson takes it in the lane, and his shot is partially blocked. Brashear will retain possession of the ball. Platts gets it out to Linhart. Linhart brings it across the timeline, and he was fouled by Brett Steele with a real cheap foul. He was caught reaching. 16 fouls on Novinger. Linhart to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the left elbow, and takes it up. Shot's no good. Denton comes up with it. They get it ahead to Simpson, and he brings it across the timeline. Over on the right side, back to Daniels, who shot from the corner is no good. Linhart comes up with it, hands it off to Platts. And they're going to say that Platts turned it over. I think they're saying that he walked with it. Simpson to Daniels. Daniels drives it in the lane. His shot is up and good, and he gets it and the foul. That turnover by Platts may have changed the momentum of this game. We'll see what Bashir can do with it.
That foul was on Danny Clarkson. It's his third.
Daniel's shot is good. He gets the trifecta. 41-38, Bashir. Watson with the ball. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left. He's going to take it all the way in. His shot's deflected, but right in the hands of Platt. And Platt is fouled. Foul is going to be on Josh Denton. That's his fourth. Platts will go to the line. That looked good for Novinger for a minute. The big Denton got his hands on it, deflected it, but he deflected it right in the hands of Brent Platts. Platts' first shot is off its mark, so he'll get a chance to shoot another. Second shot is up, and it's left. Denton comes up with it to Daniels. Daniels guarded by Watson. Daniels gets it across the timeline up the top of the key, and he squares up for a three-point shot. It's no good, but Steele comes up with it, and he's fouled before he gets a shot off. The foul is going to be on 51.
Travis Hettinger.
That's his second. Steele's shot is up and left. Second shot is up and it's no good. Bashir comes up with it. Platts is guarded by Steele. Brings it across the timeline. And his shot from the left hand side is no good. Bashir's just not getting a bounce on these. Kind of a scrum on the floor, but Daniels comes up with it. He takes it across the timeline. He takes it in on the left, on the right-hand side. Shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Linhart. I think, is that his fourth?
What?
Actually, Steele came up with the rebound. He's the one that was fouled. The foul is on Andrew Linhart. That is his fourth. Brett Steele's shot is no good. Cody Salter in the game for Travis Hettinger. 4 minutes, 5 minutes essentially left in the game, 4:58. 41-38, Bashir. Steele's second shot is on its way. And it's good. One possession game here, 41-39. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. At the top of the key, he's going to take it in the lane. His turnaround shot is no good, but they're going to stay traveling with it. So with the turnover, Novinger with the ball, Daniels has it on the far side. Gets it up to Simpson, who brings it across the timeline back to Daniels. Daniels gets it over an arcing ball to the big man, and then over the right-hand side, shot by Steele. And Daniels comes up with it, kicks it back out to Denton. And nobody can hang on to the ball. It's going to be on the floor. Novinger comes up with it. It's Steele over the right corner back out to Simpson. He has time to square up for three. And Clarkson came up with it for a moment, but he's fouled. So we'll see who the foul is on. Foul is on 21, Grant Daniels. That's his third. Shipman in the game. Salter out. Eight fouls on Novinger. So Clarkson go to the line here. His shot is up and good. Finally, Bashir's got some balls falling. 42-39. Second shot is good as well. So we're back to a two-possession game, 43-39. Pressure defense by Tigers. Daniels gets it across the timeline. He's going to take it in the lane. Feeds it over the right-hand side. Shot is up and good by Steele. Linhart into Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline on the right-hand side. Guarded by Denton. He takes it into the lane. Backs out a little bit. His shot's no good. Simpson comes up with the ball, and he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Danny Clarkson. That's his fourth. As Jay would say, foul trouble is going to be a problem here. Simpson will get to shoot two with 10 team fouls on the Tigers. First shot is up, and it's no good. Simpson is such a good shooter, but he's had up some problems tonight with his free throws. Second shot is up, and it's good this time. Pressure defense by Novinger. They back it out. Watson brings it up across the timeline. Over on the left-hand side, back to Leno at the left corner, into Clarkson, the left blocks. He takes it in over to Shipman. On the right-hand side, his shot is up and short. Denton comes up with a rebound. Boy, you let Denton get those rebounds. Daniel's shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Jacob Shipman. That's his second. 43-42, Brashear. Daniel's shot, first shot is bounces around, but it's good. So we're all knotted up at 43 now with 3:28 left in the ball game. Daniel's second shot is good as well. Novinger, for the first time in the game, has the lead, certainly for a long time. They're saying his shot was outside the arc, so he gets to shoot another one. Just as good as if he'd have made that shot. Novinger leads it by a deuce. Platt dribbles behind his legs, rocks it up the timeline. Takes it around the left-hand side. He squares up just inside the arc. His shot's no good. Simpson comes up with it. Simpson to Daniels. Daniels double teams, but he gets it ahead to Denton. Back to Daniels. Daniels is going to drive the baseline, but he kicks it back out right in the hands of Watson. Watson's going to take it to the rack, and he's fouled. No, they're going to call it a charge. That's a third foul on Watson. Simpson will inbound it for Novinger. Get it to Daniels on the far side, back to Simpson. Head to Denton. Denton gets it across the line to Simpson on the near side. 2:44 left in the game. 45-43 Novinger. He hands it back to Daniels. Daniels near center court is double teamed. Takes it in the lane, shoots a left-handed shot. It's good. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. Platts spots up for three. Is no good. And they're going to call a jump ball on the rebound. Brashear will retain possession of it with 2:18 left in the ball game. Novinger leads it 47-43. Platts to Clarkson on the right side. Clarkson back to Platts. Platts to Watson at the free throw line. His shot's no good. Simpson comes up with it. Boy, Brashear just can't get anything to fall. Daniels brings it across the timeline. He's going to slow it down for a minute with 2 minutes left. Daniels takes it in the lane. His shot is good. And then he's fouled, I think, by Clarkson. Yep, that's it for Clarkson. Brashear takes the timeout. So with 1:57 left in the game, Novinger leads it 49-43. On the floor for the Tigers is Lidart, Hettinger, Elam, Watson, and I assume Platts, but I can't see him behind the ref. Yep, it is Platts. Daniels to the line for Novinger to shoot a couple. No, actually, I think he just shoot one. Lenhart comes up with a rebound to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to drive it in the lane, and he's fouled. Foul, I think, is going to be on Daniels. Fourth foul on Daniels. Novinger can't really even afford to lose him. Platts' shot is no good. Platts' second shot is on its way, and it's no good. No, yeah, no. Denton comes up with it, and he's immediately fouled. And so he'll go to the line. That being Justin Denton.
Third foul on Travis Hettinger.
49-43 Novinger. Jennings tells Steele that he's got to cover Platts now with Daniels with four fouls. First shot was no good. Second shot is good. 50-43. Platts with the ball. See what Steele can do with him. Over to Lenhart, left wing. Cross court pass over to Watson. Back out to Elam. Oh, man, Elam was wide open in the lane, and he made it. 50-45, Daniels with the ball. He brings it across the timeline, and he'll bring it back out again to Simpson up top. Simpson gets it into Daniels. And Daniels, I think, is going to be fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Platts. That's probably his fourth. Yeah, it is. .50-45 with 1 minute 19 seconds left. Daniel's shot is no good. One of these boys on both teams have had trouble hitting these fouls.
Novinger's been pretty good at free throws, so Brashear can't afford to give up any more fouls.
Second shot is good. Lenhart inbounds it to Platts. Both the point guards with four fouls on him. Platts brings it across the timeline over to Lenhart on the left side. Back to Watson. We've got to do something here pretty quick. Platts takes it in the lane. His shot just inside the arc is wide left. It didn't hit anything. It'd be Novinger's ball with 1 minute 4 seconds left in the game. Novinger on top, 51-45. To get the ball to Denton, back to Simpson. Simpson to Daniels. Daniels is going to bring it up across the timeline. 56 seconds left in the game. Daniels is going to take it in the lane, feeds it over the right-hand side, shots up and good, and he's hit by Josh Denton, and he's fouled. Foul is on Travis Hettinger.
That's his fourth. Who knows how many on Brashear?
A bunch. Cale Moore and Cody Salter in the game for Elam and Hettinger. 51 seconds left. Novinger leads it 53-45. Denton's shot is up and no good. Lenhart comes up with it. Salter takes it across the timeline over to Lenhart. Lenhart to Platts. Platts about loses the handle on it but gets it back. Over to Salter, whose shot is up and short. Novinger comes up with it. Simpson with the ball. Daniels will bring it up across the timeline. He loses the handle on it, but picks it up, gets it to Simpson. 23 seconds left in the game. Daniels with the ball. And he's fouled by Platts. And that'll be it for Brett Platts. seconds left in the game. Novinger leads it 53-45. Bill Elam back in the game for the Tigers. Salter will be coming out. Daniel's shot is good. Second shot is good as well. Watson with the ball. 17 seconds left in the game. Watson brings it across. Back to Moore. Moore's shot is good for three. How about that? Cale Moore comes in the game and knocks down a three. 55-48, Novinger. Brashear immediately takes the timeout. 6 seconds left in the game. Just a little bit too little too late, I'm afraid. Yeah, well, they led most of the game up until about the last 2 minutes, led by as many as 15 or so.
The fourth quarter, they kind of ran out of energy.
Ran out of gas, didn't they, Jay?
Yeah.
It'll be Novinger's ball with 6 seconds left. Simpson will inbound it for Novinger. Get it into Daniels. Daniels is smothered, and so he'll go to the line to extend it. Foul is going to be on Cody Salter.
That's his fifth.
He's out of the game, too. 3.4 seconds left. Novinger leading 55-48. Grant Daniels to the line. Tyler Killen in the game for the first time for the Tigers. For Elam. Daniels' shot is a little too strong. Bounces back to him. Second shot is also no good. Linhart comes up with the ball. And his shot is no good. So, Novinger wins it, 55-48. Jay, you want to get the scoring and give that to our listeners here?
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a minute with the final scoring information. Final score, Novinger wins it, 55-48.